Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 349. My name is Christopher Akio, and I am here with Jeff Chorney.
What up, guys?
And Travis Baum.
Hey now!
We don't hate each other! Yay!
Today we are revisiting our predictions from last year. Travis was not with us when we did predictions last year, so he's just going to pretty much make fun of us while we go over our predictions from last year. So that's how that's going to work. Before that, we're going to do distractions and some news, and then afterwards we'll do new releases, listener email, and we have a... do we have a new question that
we'll
figure
no,
it out?
No, kind we'll of. Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. Break.
All right. But, before we do that, let's see what's going on, Travis.
Yo.
What's up, dude?
Not much, my man. Yeah, I'm super excited about this episode. I can sit back. There's zero pressure on me. I can just sit back and judge the shit out of y'all.
Yeah.
I'm pretty psyched about this.
So that's what most of our listeners do. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It's the internet. Yeah.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Can't please anyone.
That's everyone. Right.
No, anyone. Anyone? Everyone?
If you can't please anyone, then that's an issue. But yeah.
But that keeps that bar lowered. Because I'm a huge fan of that. Like,
I don't know. I don't know if our bar goes any lower.
I've always been a fan of like.
No, I'm pretty sure like Travis can't even walk under this bar. That's how low it is.
It's pretty low.
I see what you did there.
It's pretty low. Yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah.
That's the only joke I'm going to get in there on Travis.
That's okay.
Behalf.
It's fine. Do whatever. I say it's fine, but deep inside I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to
Why you hate me, Jeff?
Put some New Orleans.
Until he starts ribbing us on the predictions, and then we'll be like, all right,
oh, yeah,
Travis.
Yeah. Just no, it's get it out of your system because it's coming hard. It's coming hard. It's been a pretty good week, man. Pretty good week. I got a full belly right now. I'm a little gassy, so hopefully
good.
I don't.
What'd you eat?
I made some spaghetti.
Besides a bunch of dicks.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, I made some spaghetti and meatballs.
Nice.
But I have a little secret that I put in there. I take I take biscuits and chop them in a force. Like biscuits, like dough biscuits.
Yeah, like regular, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, and I throw them in the sauce and let it cook in the sauce, and it makes like these dumplings.
That would be pretty good.
It's tasty. It's really good. It's like, you know, I'm sitting here making a carb-heavy dinner. What can I add
that
to
it? That is pure carbs.
More
butter.
Fucking super buttery carbs. Like, that's how I roll.
Did he put cheese in there? Do you put cheese in your
A little bit of, like, Romano, like shredded Romano. Yeah.
Like okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So
I'm a big cheese in my pasta kind of guy, or pasta.
Pasta.
Like pasta.
Yeah, so.
Gotta have cheese in your pasta.
Yeah, got
yeah,
to.
Yeah, exactly.
Got
yes.
to. I learned something. I went to Salt Lake City for a work trip to do a video shoot for this industrial company. And while we were there, you know, the company took us out, took us to nice dinners. We went to this really, really nice Italian place. And they did something that was crazy, crazy, to me, experimental. It was a really nice Italian place where, you know, they kind
put
of
it in a taco.
They prepare the food, like, they plate it next to your table. So it's all prepared in a dish. They cart it out. And then they you know, take some tongs and take the pasta and put it on the plate. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff, pasta. And put it on the plate. And then they put the sauces over it on top of it and everything. But for their spaghetti, this is their normal red sauce spaghetti. They plated the pasta. Put the red sauce on top, and then they took a very, very, like a teaspoon of organic honey and put it on top of the red sauce. And we were looking at it, and there was even a couple of Italian people in here, and they're like, well, that's interesting. I'm really, really,
like,
and it was, it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. So I actually added a little bit of honey on top of the, on top, and Megan hates it when I experiment. With food,
yeah,
because she
just don't
she
tell
has,
her. Did you tell her? Or
I didn't
did
tell
she,
her
like,
at
watch
all.
You do
I didn't
it?
Tell her at all because if I told her I put honey on the spaghetti, she would
she
flipped.
Wouldn't eat it.
She wouldn't eat it.
Right.
So I have to kind of like sneak shit like that in there. It's kind of like our sex life. I don't tell her I'm going to put it in her butt. I just put it in her butt.
Babe, you see?
Exactly. Come on, we all know.
You're
how
a
it goes.
Horrible person, Travis. That's horrible.
So I put it on there. She's like, "Oh, this is amazing. What is this?" I was like, "Okay, this is why I don't tell you what I put in the food."
Yeah, exactly.
Because Megan, if I told you I put honey on top of your spaghetti and meatballs, you wouldn't have eaten it, right? And she's like, "Yeah, probably." I said, "Okay, I'm never ever again."
Though.
No, she loved it. It was fantastic.
I have to try that. Just a little bit, like
just,
a teaspoon.
Just
full
a little
kind of
bit,
thing.
Like a teaspoon, and just kind of like drizzle it on top, and then mix
yeah, don't every, like mix it. It kind of like
then
mix
it up.
All on,
yeah,
on
mix
there.
It up a, gotcha. A little bit.
Yeah, it'll melt in there. So
exactly, yeah, it's pretty tasty. But other than cooking spaghetti and meatballs for dinner tonight, I mean, it's just been a pretty normal week. Just chilling out,
cool.
Playing some Destiny, talking with Chris every night. Me and Chris, we got to bring this up. Me and Chris basically become best friends.
Oh, the last couple of months. Destiny brings people together.
Until last night when my buddy from work, Thomas, mentioned he was from New Orleans. Then I'm chopped liver.
Yeah, now all of a sudden it's like Chris is in the room.
Yeah. Well, the problem was, see, that's not that. Usually when I meet...
Yo, you eat the po' boy down at Joe's po' boy sandwich house?
We literally talked about food the entire time.
They talked about food for literally fucking the next 15 minutes while we were playing.
Yeah, about 10, 15 minutes. Yeah.
He's got a fantastic... Guys, I'm here.
You hit that nail so hard on the head. Yeah, for sure.
The guy's got a fantastic name. Now, so is that his real name, Chris?
Thomas? That is his real name. His name is Thomas.
Yeah. Thomas.
No, get the fuck out.
That's his name.
I'm gonna have to go back and bleep that because I don't want that to be.
No, you can take it out of there. But yeah.
I'll leave our comments in there, but I'm gonna take out his actual name.
Just bleep it out.
People are gonna be like, "What the fuck? Oh my god, his name is like Cuntcock or something." It's gonna be like, "Why do they have to bleep that out?"
Hey guys, you know his name is Bob Smith. that's pretty much been the highlight, man. Spaghetti and meatballs with a little bit of honey on top.
And some Destiny.
Yeah, some Destiny. I was happy about that. So, G to the E to the off.
What did I do last weekend? We recorded on Friday, right?
This is fast.
Yes, we recorded on Friday.
I can't remember what the fuck I did on Saturday.
Tell me what you're going to be doing. Something you did about a month or two ago, but now you're going back to do again. Soon.
What?
It has to do with music in a band called Slipknot.
Rock. I bought tickets again to see Slipknot again in August and Lamb of God and Bullet for My Valentine. I'm this like live music kick. Like, I didn't go see a show for years, and then after seeing Slipknot live, I'm like, dude, live music is fun.
Yeah.
I can't go in the mosh pit or nothing. But
I had more fun seeing live music 10 years ago, though. I'm starting to get to the point where I can't take the concert crowds as much anymore. Because people are inherently dicks by nature.
Dickheads, yeah.
And then especially at concerts.
I never got that.
At concerts, though, people like try to like roam to the front and they'll do whatever they can to wedge. So if I like
oh, if you're
I
in like
Megan,
general admission,
I'll like
for sure.
leave. Yeah, like anything GA is horrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's the pit of despair.
100% agree.
And on top of that, I'm like 5'6" and a half, so I'm fucking like always behind someone taller than me.
Some asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I mean, I just can't. I don't know. I'm starting to get to the point where live music's not even fun anymore, unless like we have like assigned seating.
I can't do GA general admission. But there's no way I could do the seats as we do for Slipknot. Even like when I'm going to see them now, it's like at the Molson Amphitheater in Toronto.
Yeah.
It's a pretty decent venue. Smaller than Air Canada Center, obviously, but we didn't get tickets in general admission. We got them in the section behind general admission. So you're still seated. Like, you might stand up and rock out a bit, but you're not going to, like, I don't know. When we went to see the last time, we were kind of high up. Everyone was high-fiving. And it's like everyone had such a great mood and stuff.
Sure.
But, see, I've never been to a festival before, ever.
Is that what this is?
So, no, this is not. It's just a pretty big showing. There's like five bands, four bands or whatever. But in June, near Montreal, there's the Amnesia Rockfest, and that's got so many good bands. Oh my god, even bands like you guys would freaking love. Like, it's like System of a Down's gonna be there, and they even do shows really anymore. Linkin Park is the headliner. I'm not really a big fan. Like, I saw them live years ago.
They're good live.
Yeah, they're fantastic live. Deftones are there.
Oh,
like
that would be
Snoop
awesome.
Dogg's gonna be there.
I've actually seen Snoop Dogg. They really? Funny enough, Snoop opened for 311.
Yeah,
in Atlanta.
Oh, I can see that. Yeah,
here in Atlanta.
Is he
90s.
From Atlanta? No, he's from California.
Right? Yeah, he's from the LBC. If that's a thing, Long Beach, California. Is that what that is?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Long Beach, California. Sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a festival type thing, like four stages. Never been to one, and we're thinking of doing a road trip out there. But the problem with that is everything is general admission. There is no like seating.
And
so
it's a pain in the ass because basically when you walk in, they give you this placard that says, okay, this is the time and the
playing.
Stages that everything is. And when you have a festival that has so many acts
playing at once.
It's like you almost have to pick and choose. And then if you're with a group of people...
We already started doing that, Tanya and I. Because she really wants to see, like, Rancid. She's a huge Rancid fan. I like Rancid, too.
Sure, yeah.
then like I might be like, I want to see Atreyu, but she'll be like, I want to see like fucking, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a band that, you know, we kind of like the same band. She's just more into punk, where I'm more into like the metal and hard rock type stuff.
Sure.
So there's going to be conflicting shit for sure, but
man, we're thinking about doing it. There's going to be a lot of stinky white people there.
Oh my god, there's gonna be a lot of stinky white people there.
Oh, there's gonna be a lot of stinky whites there.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
And it's also near Montreal, so you're gonna add the French Canadian to that too.
Oh, so there's no deodorant regardless. It's a pleasant experience. Like, they're not gonna, yeah.
I don't think they even sell deodorant in Montreal.
It's illegal.
Is that right?
It's deodorant prohibition over there in that joint.
Oh my god. The only way you get cleaner is actually when you row up on a guy who smells slightly better than you do, and then you just kind of hope that transfers over. I'm sorry, we just lost all of our French-Canadian listeners, all of like... We did have a couple, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, really?
I wonder if
sorry
about
that, we're just kidding, we love you guys.
No, we do, like, it's just a joke.
We love our listeners, that includes all the people that we make fun of.
Next time we'll make fun of Newfies.
We can laugh at ourselves, so it's okay if we laugh at other people. That's true.
Exactly. Throw them at me, I can take it. I'm trying to think of what the fuck I did last Saturday. I know I did something. Maybe we just chilled. I can't really remember.
Well, we were drinking and up late, so who the hell knows?
Yeah. And I was drinking up late again on Saturday, even though I didn't want to be.
Because of course you were, happened. Jeff.
Exactly. It was Saturday. Like, what am I going to do? I had to drink in my head.
Of course I was up.
But yeah, works, and I was going to say something, but now I can't freaking remember. So probably wasn't that really, that probably wasn't that important.
Probably. Sure.
Oh, dude, I know what it was.
Oh.
I was looking online today. Have you guys heard of butthole steaming?
Steaming?
Yeah. Like apparently, it was on Facebook, someone did a story that Gwyneth Paltrow gets her vagina steamed.
Okay, that makes sense. And it's, yeah, sure, of course. Yeah.
So, but you can do that or your butthole.
Okay.
And it was like, this thing is 22 things these two guys learn while getting their asshole steamed.
So what's the, before we found out, what's the point? Why would one steam their butthole?
Their butthole, it's supposed to, like, this is the thing, it's supposed to, well, clean it out for one. It's supposed to make you very relaxed,
so
sleep better.
They steam the inside?
Cardio.
Like they...
Yeah, so basically you sit on a toilet
okay.
kind of looking thing.
Okay.
And you wear these big, baggy, like garbage bag looking pants, and you sit on this toilet, which basically underneath the toilet has like boiling hot water, and the steam goes up. So they're not actually putting anything in your butt, but it just eventually it says like your shit will relax, and then just it goes in your butthole, and your butthole actually sweat out all the toxins, anything that's it's fucking weird. But this blew my mind. I was sitting there like, this is like a thing now.
Chris, wasn't like, you can go, am I having deja vu, or were the people in our Destiny chat room today talking about this?
Today? That would be funny. I wasn't there today.
You weren't there today. This is not the first time,
really, that you've heard of it.
I've heard this today.
Because it's the first time I heard of it today. Maybe they're reading the same shit. But that, I'm like, really? People at this point go and get their vaginas and buttholes steamed. Like, I thought the
welcome
colonic thing was
something.
Welcome
to the modern world, ladies and gentlemen. Things are that fucked up these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I can't make it to the show. I have an appointment to get my butt
steamed. Yeah, exactly. And I kind of burnt my balls a little bit. My butthole's amazing. It's just like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, GNT Robbie.
That's where I saw it from.
Of course, it was Robbie.
He literally even asked me, am I in on this butthole steaming? He needs someone to back him up. Yeah.
He's the one who I saw it then on Facebook, post that shit. And I'm like, I was bored of him. I need to read this. And
of course
like, oh
it was
God.
Robbie.
and I'm not going to lie to you. There's a point when I was reading this shit being like, I'd probably do that. Why not? Like, I wouldn't pay money for it, but I mean, I don't know.
I'd pay money to get my nose waxed again.
It hurt like hell.
Oh my God, I would never do that.
I told before my sabbatical, I told the story about how I went to because I used to get my hair cut in Atlanta at this like ladies hair salon, because I wouldn't go to those fucking chop shots like Supercuts or anything like that. I wouldn't go to those places because they just fuck my shit up. Because
your hair's above that. Yeah.
The girl Heather who used to do my hair every month and a half. Hey Heather, how you doing? She's cute. She one time say, hey, we're trying this experimental thing. You want to give it a shot? We want to like try to see how it works. And you'd be the first guy that ever did it. And I'm like, if you tell Travis Baum, like, you'll be the first guy to ever do this, I'm fucking going to
He's
do
doing it.
I'm going to do it. Yeah. Little fun fact for you. If you ever meet me in real life.
Fun fact, Travis, If you get your butthole steamed, you'll be the first person on Indus to get your butthole steamed.
Challenge accepted.
You hear that clicking? He's making an appointment right now, Jeff. That's what's happening.
So I would pay to do that again. Little cosmetic really? Stuff like that. Like if it get okay, when you get your nose hair waxed, it, the
but
shit
how
doesn't
bad are
grow
your nose
back.
Hairs though.
It wouldn't grow back. They're not bad, but they didn't grow back for a long
but
time because
aren't
she
your
got
nose
that shit from
like
the
essential?
Root. Like the root had to like regrow and like the seeds had to replant in my nose or whatever.
Isn't the point of you having
science.
Nose hairs
why
to stop shit from going up there?
Right
it's
now.
A great conversation. It's casual. Hey dude, it's like yeah, it's cash conversation. This is a topical podcast.
So now you have no hair in your nose and you're. What happens if something goes up there? It's not going to stop my nose hair.
If
just
a
going,
screwdriver
like, right up
goes up
shit.
My nose, hair's not going to stop it.
Well, I don't think there's screwdrivers floating around the wind that you might accidentally sniff up your nostril.
Dude, you never know.
like maybe a mosquito. That would kind of suck.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, shit. No longer can you be like, oh, I got to pick this thing out of there. Now it's like, well, I'm screwed. Now it's like up there like around my abdula lumbata or whatever in your brain.
Sure.
There's something like that up there. Yeah.
It's a thing, I think.
I don't know.
Probably not.
Sure.
Yeah.
That must have hurt like hell.
But though. I would do it. Yeah. If it's something that if I tried it once and it ended up seeing results from it, like feeling better, yeah, fuck it. Why not? I'd
What's
do it.
The results of the nose hair, though?
Well, I'm just saying that I've experimented with like.
He doesn't have nose hair hanging out of his nose.
No, I had it now. It like did grow back. It was like 3 years ago.
That's true.
So, yes, it grew back.
It's like, well, like that, like that's like, but having a sweaty asshole, that just seems interesting to me. That's like, they
we're
said
dudes.
Your asshole
like
would literally
you have a very different,
regardless.
You have a very different definition of the word interesting, Jeff.
Well, it's not interesting, but that's just like, that just.
Don't we all
up.
Have office jobs
like like
where we sit
kind
on our ass at a computer
means, you know,
all day?
Like, yeah, pretty much.
Yes, yeah, that's
don't,
true.
Don't we all sit at a computer
we sit,
all day?
We could all sit on butt steamers instead. Be great.
You don't need butt steamers. An office chair does the butt sweat for you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Let me check my list.
That's more like a ball
every
soup,
man
though.
In the
it's
world
like a...
will have that issue. Every one of them.
All right, well, that's it. I can't remember what the fuck I did last Saturday. I think we just chilled, actually, but... wedding plans are in full effect now, so we got that shit going. And
pick your cape. You gonna get chocolate
cape? Or cake?
You're wearing a cape?
Oh, no! I thought you said cape. I'm like, no, I'm not wearing a cape. That would be awesome.
That's awesome, dude. Chris, Jeff's wearing a cape to his wedding. No cake. Have you done
Chris,
that stuff
Chris,
yet?
What the
have
fuck's
you?
Been
have
up
you...
with you for the past week?
I have nothing.
Did you
really
pick out your cape
to report? Do what?
Did you pick out your cape?
Did I pick up? I did. I have a red one.
Nice.
It's red one goes
red.
About down to my knees. It's
what a surprise! You got red.
Oh, no, okay.
It's
only
lost
the most
on
popular
me.
Superhero in the world has red.
Oh, I don't know. No, he's not. Please tell me he's not the most popular superhero in the world.
No way.
That Superman would make probably sad. Is.
It's probably, it's probably the most Iron recognized Man right say. Now, right?
I don't know.
Possibly, I would say it's yeah. fair. Iron Man.
Iron Man, Wolverine. Yeah, it'd probably be Iron Man.
Probably Iron Man right now.
Maybe Wolverine.
Well, listeners, Spider-Man. Who is your favorite superhero? Send us an Indus question.
The guy in Crackdown.
The guy, that's right. The guy in Crackdown.
That's a throwback. Sorry, this vaporizer is beating the shit.
Yeah, no, mine's hitting like a champ tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, so not much to report for me this week. It's been pretty much... all the normal stuff outside of the fact that my daughter once again got the stomach virus. And I'm like,
I
yay.
Saw that. I saw Crystal tweeting. So I'm like, again?
Yeah.
We're on Facebook.
Yeah. Well,
I'm like, Jesus.
It's going around and
she's like a walking vomit bag.
I know.
Like,
right?
It just seems like she always has the flu. Or at least this year, anyway.
Well, no, our family's just always sick. That's pretty much where it's at right now. Ever since he started going to school, because, you know. Because
everyone
germs
else brings their
home.
Sick
exactly.
ass shit, yeah. And but don't bring peanuts to school, Chris.
No, don't bring peanuts.
Oh, they don't let you. You can't bring food to school.
That's what I'm saying. Is no. that, but sick kids, yeah, bring them. As
yeah,
much
right.
As you
is
want.
That bring them all they want? But the what really scared Crystal, and now it seems like it was rightfully so, is she? You know, it's the stomach virus is going around right now, and Liam had a birthday party to go to at this place called Jump Jump, which is basically like
jump, the castle.
Yeah, it's basically a big. Playground of all these inflatable different playgrounds and stuff like that.
Okay.
So like big inflatable slides and all that other stuff. And they have like this huge, like It's almost like a jungle gym where they can go and climb up and do all that stuff. So, and you know, she's like, I hope they clean this thing often. And we were walking out of there. And
no,
like,
probably not.
Well, no. There's a place by here. It's called, I can't remember what it's called, but there's a place by here that she brings
Fun
the kids
Fun.
Often.
Yeah.
Steamers fucking by Joe. It's like right next door to the jumping castle.
It's right next door. And funny, everybody's first words. Right.
Everyone drops their kid off and then go gets their butt steamed.
Everybody's first words in either place is, I hope they clean this place off when they're done with the first words out of everybody in both of those establishments.
Exactly.
But there's a place next to us that Crystal brings the kids, and they say that she says like every 20 minutes there's people out there cleaning. You know, and while
That's
we were
good.
There, we were there for like 2.5 hours. We never saw anybody doing any cleaning. And
oh,
so
no.
It was like, it was one of those things. It's like, okay, on the way out, everybody's washing their hands and we're hitting that, like the alcohol thing
the
on the way out. And,
yeah. Yeah. The thing that makes you smell like you're an alcoholic.
Exactly. Yeah. And wouldn't you know it, Allura ended up getting it anyway. Getting but the good thing is that Crystal was able to contain it and nobody else got it, which is fucking amazing. That's never
good.
Happened. So.
I've seen that trend though, Chris. It's not just you guys. Like another friend of mine has like so many kids, and like once one gets it, it's like a never ending like just like it's like the blob. It's like it never goes away. It's just gonna get somebody, yeah. somebody. Everyone's fine.
Yeah,
someone gets it. It's just yeah.
Yeah. So through. I mean, yeah. it basically boils down to you know, it just as long as it's spaced out enough to where one parent can handle things, then you know you're okay. But you know,
Chris, I can ease your ailing child situation with just two words.
Okay.
Adoption and I don't know.
Bubble girl.
Bubble girl. Oh, no.
Put her in a bubble.
We're not doing
her in
that,
a bubble.
Dude.
Just put
we're
her
not
in a
doing
bubble.
That, no.
Just put her in a bubble.
No, fuck that.
It doesn't even have to be a medical one. Just find like one of those big ass yoga balls, pop her in there, air it up, and then she'll just walk around like a gerbil, just like rolling around in a little bubble ball. And then, if she's acting up and getting all aggravated, you just roll her off to the side. Like, go play with your mother and push her. And she'll just go across the living room and just go to...
Travis, you are a dick.
That would be amazing.
Like a gerbil.
You are a dick.
That's awesome.
She'll be like a little gerbil person or a yoga ball. That'd be awesome.
Oh, shit.
Well, I'm
on
just,
that note.
I'm just trying to save your kid's health.
Idea.
Just trying to save your kid's health.
On that note.
Real quick.
That's pretty much it.
Real quick.
That's pretty much it.
End this bar. What are we doing?
I have no alcohol.
Are we doing pints
oh,
of wine again?
God, no.
You drank all six bottles.
I did drink all six bottles. No, I had
you
a bottle
glasses.
And a half last week.
God damn,
and then
Chris.
I went out. And
oh,
then I
my
went,
God.
Yeah, I had a bottle and a half last week while we were recording. And then I went out and bought another bottle of red wine. And I was unloading the groceries because I went and I just got like something cheap that I was
like
okay,
the next day
I'm at the grocery. No, this is like 3 or 4 days ago. And
oh, okay.
I was at the grocery store and I grabbed all the groceries out and I just bought cheap wine because I was like, what the hell? I'm just going to be drinking it during the show. And as I'm all of a sudden, I get the groceries out and the bag breaks and the bottle falls and busts on my fucking driveway. And it was one of the bigger bottles too. It was like one of the,
The 2 liter
yeah,
ones.
It's it's like a liter and a half.
It's
or
like
something
Vintage,
like, that.
Yeah. Cabernet for $6.
That was like the first one out there.
So yeah, I'm drinking water because my bottle of wine is destroyed.
Oh. Well, we know Chris's tonic of choice for tonight. Jeff, what are you drinking, bud?
I'm sticking to my usual into shit vodka.
Okay. I got the
it's my go-to.
The Goose Island Beer Company 312 Urban Wheat.
Ooh, 312
Urban
good.
Wheat.
Yeah, it's really good. It's 312. I'm saying 312. 312?
Yeah, I always hear 312.
312 is what I'm drinking.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good. And hey guys, for the first time ever, this is momentous. Get ready. The new
What's
segment
this?
In this vape. Jeff, what are you vaping on?
Oh god. I have no idea, and that is totally gay.
No,
I'm not even going there. I'm not even going to, like, I even hate to say, like, when people are like you know, you're smoking, like,
I walk around with.
Vaping sounds so pretentious. Yeah, exactly.
I can't wait for this to catch on.
My strawberry fruitcake vape.
Exactly.
Strawberry fruitcake.
There are two of us in our office that vapes, and they allow us to vape in the office, which is cool. Like, there's right on our desk, so it's fun. So, but... it's still very niche, and like when you see it, you automatically think douchebag. So like whenever I have
in
public, I always have to have it in a deep pocket.
Well, yeah, same here. I look at it two ways. If I automatically, I think someone's a douchebag if they're doing it if they've never smoked cigarettes. For someone who's doing it who's trying to quit, it makes sense. Like, I don't get people who vape who have never smoked cigarettes. I don't get the point of it.
Right.
But, yeah. If you're trying to, like, if you smoke cigarettes, like, you smoke cigarettes, people smoke cigarettes, it's a great way to stop smoking. But people are like, yeah, I just want to vape just because, you know, vaping's cool.
Yeah, it's,
you know,
it's cool. It's cash. It's boring, but it's my life, you know.
It's cash. Whatever. Yeah, it's boring. Yeah. You know, you try this new pineapple surprise. It's really good. It's, you know, it really gets the palate. You know, yeah, tiger's blood.
Tiger's blood.
It's tasty.
Eagle's wing.
We have one
pretty good.
Yeah, Eagle's wing.
No, that's
yeah,
my
exactly.
name. I'm just doing strawberry yeah. right now.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, all right.
Steamed,
let's talk about
steamed
games.
Asshole
Can
sweat.
We move
this
to
is
games?
A great one.
Can we do that?
Yeah, let's talk about games.
Like,
yeah.
like 26 minutes into this podcast? Is it our gaming podcast? Can we move to games? Jeff, what are you playing this week, man?
And vaping strawberry shortcake.
what am I? I don't want to hear about what you're doing to strawberry
I'm
shortcake.
I'm kidding. I
That's
have no idea what it is. last night I played we tried to play Grand Theft Auto 5 online. That didn't work too well because someone was having connection issues.
Oh,
so
really?
We could not. Yeah. It has something to do with like their NAT type or something. It was actually Sniper. When he reset his shit, it worked. By that time, we're just so fed up with trying. We play Call of Duty. But I beat Call.
Was that on PS4 or Xbox?
Xbox.
Okay.
For GTA?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on Xbox.
Okay, yeah. Cause we get that, like, when we're doing party chat, when we play Destiny, we get that NAT type error all the fucking time.
All the time. Yeah, it's just, you know what's funny? Like, we've been talking about this even, like, with the people I play, like, on Xbox, like, it never seemed that, like, out there last generation. There was obviously NAT type problems, but I feel like this generation, it's all the fucking time, and it drives me nuts. I'm just like, do something. Like, so do you guys get around it by using Skype or something, or do you just
no,
keep
I
trying?
Mean, usually we can
just
have
leave
someone,
the party.
Like, they drop the party, come back, and it, yeah. and it works.
And it works.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we do. We just do it over and over, like, reset, whatever, and we just got sick of it. We tried for, like, 45 minutes, and I'm like, oh, I just made a character. My character looks like the guy who would talk about vaping. It, like, it looks like a hipster asshole, and, like, I just made him look that totally
he
on
looks
purpose.
Like Eagle Wing, basically.
Exactly, yeah. So that didn't work, so we played Call of Duty. But I did beat Grand Theft Auto 5.
Nice.
Like, I finished the story mode.
Wow, that's impressive, dude.
Yeah, I've never beaten Grand Theft Auto my entire life. I've never beaten an open world game, I think, that didn't have cool traversal in my entire life.
Okay,
now that
I
think
see.
About it. Like, okay. Like, Infamous, yep. Sunset, yep. Even Mordor, yep. But Mordor's not even that... It's open, but it's not, like, huge open. But yeah, I beat it, and I thought... Someone asked me, like, oh, how long did it take you to beat the story? I'm like, yeah, I think it was about 22, 23 hours. Yeah. But then I looked at my time. It was like 37.
Yeah.
I was like, Jesus, I put 37. And that was like doing some of the side stuff, not all of it. But I right away went right back and started cleaning up the side missions.
You can like lose a lot of time just playing that game, just like jumping in and going.
Yep.
It's, you don't realize how much. How much the night's passing when you're just going through and doing that stuff. The game flows really, really well. The story is intriguing enough to where you're not really thinking
it's
about how much
so
time is
well
floating
paced.
By.
That's the thing. It's like no, when you're doing the story missions, no mission is the same. That's why I love
not
it.
Not at
like,
all, yeah.
Like four was like, it just seemed like, oh God, I gotta do like, these are all similar missions. Like chase this guy down. You have to follow him on the road and eventually they're going to start shooting at you and you either got to kill them or chase them. There's like, hardly any of those in Grand Theft Auto 5. They're like, every mission in the main story is just so diverse. It's really good. I can't stress enough, like, none of us liked 4. Well, Travis might have liked
4.
Yeah,
I dug it. It was okay.
Yeah, we didn't like 4. We liked it for like the first, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah.
I remember, like, Jason, 10 hours into it,
and I was like, yep, done.
You began to see the repetition in the main storyline
exactly.
and stuff. Like, well, even
and,
the side
and
missions.
Throws everything at you.
Man, the phone calls.
Oh, that was so annoying.
Nico!
So you can still... You can still do that in this one, but they basically call you and say, hey, we should hang out, and then it's on you. Like, if you want to do the side stuff, like go play tennis, go to the bar, go watch a movie, characters don't get mad at you for not doing it, so you don't have that, like,
okay,
guilt in that game. Of, like, yeah,
type
it doesn't,
thing.
Yeah, it doesn't have any of that. They don't constantly
don't
call you.
You don't have to
like,
manage a friendship, social link,
no,
bullshit.
None of that shit is in there, and a lot of the, like, extra shit is totally optional.
But the extra shit's different too, because like one character gives you assassination missions, and even though technically you're going and killing some people every mission, it is
different.
It's different every single time. You're in a different circumstance every, I think, all four or five. It's... And then on top of that, those missions are key in helping you generate money while playing the stock market, which is, so it's kind of like a double-edged sword.
See, I didn't even touch the stock market.
Dude, you get so much money when you invest. Because in the storyline, the...
But I didn't need money, though, I guess.
Yeah, the mission giver... tells you that, hey, you know, we're attacking this one company. You might want to think about investing in their competitor. And he tells you who that competitor is. So after you do the mission, you can do that. Yeah. But
I didn't touch any of that.
But on top of the side missions and stuff like that, you have, like you mentioned, tennis and golf. It's just amazing how those are full-fledged
they play well.
Games. They could be a golf game. Like you could just play a golf game.
Or a tennis game.
Based off of that gameplay, and it's a full-fledged working game. It's fantastic.
Like, to be honest, I only played tennis once just because I wanted to try it out, because it doesn't even force you to play tennis in the game. It suggests it, but you don't even have to. I'll tell you, I never played golf, but
golf is fun, dude.
Try it, just the hell of it.
It's fun. And I never watched
a movie.
You can jump on. Yeah, I did. I did watch some of the movies. Are kind of weird. You can actually go on GTA Online and play tennis and play golf and do all that, which is great.
Yep, that's kind of cool. You know, I was joking around like with the people that are playing. They're like, GTA Online is what PlayStation Home was trying to be. That's exactly what, like, it's like, it's just like you're just hanging out, doing whatever. Like, especially when people are high up, they have like, they bought like a mansion or whatever, but they have all that shit right there. Like, hey, you want to play a game of tennis? Sure, let's play tennis. You want to play whatever? Here you go. We're just hanging out, doing shit with like no loading or whatever. But it's just like, and something about that, the characters are so well written and. So, their development of all of them are so good. Like, you actually get, like, attached to them, and you care about, like, what they think of you. And you're playing all of them. There's not really, like, a main character. It's kind of like you're just playing through all three of them. And at the end, you have to make some little kind of decisions here and there that are kind of tough to make.
Yeah, because if you choose... one, the other, or both decisions, you technically are changing the end game.
Like, yeah, see, I think I chose, without spoiling anything, I think I picked the one that was the most safest, and I think it's, I wanted to know, like, did you beat it, Travis?
I did.
Okay, I want to talk to you about it, like,
off
the air.
I chose C, yes.
Okay, that's what I chose too. So, because I was like, that's the obvious.
I didn't
one.
Want to give and, up anything. Like, that's all I'm about to say. We're speaking too vaguely to have it on a podcast.
Yeah, it's too vague, but it's like, but everything I thought about this game coming up to the end, I was totally dead wrong. Like, I was like, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. Oh my God, this is so obvious. None of that shit happened. And again, something we'll talk about, like, off the air, but something like I thought for sure was going to happen, never happened. And kudos to Rockstar for being like, we're going to make it seem like it's really fucking obvious. But no, this shit is not going to be what you think. And I love that. And I thought they were the best written characters almost ever in any game. Like, I love them.
On
everyone.
Top of
I mean,
best
one character,
performed. Like, it's
really
fantastic. All three main characters were just... Even the side characters, like Tommy's wife and all of them. Like, the son, as much of an overplayed douchebag as he is, he's just so fun to listen to as you're playing the game. It's fantastic.
Yep, Lester, the fucking couple you move in with, kind of with Trevor when you're in the apartment,
right.
They're great. it's really well done. The missions are so well done. Like, I think I put in 37 hours or so, and I think there's still a lot of stuff I haven't experienced.
Oh, there's
just
a ton of
side
stuff you haven't experienced,
shit.
I guarantee.
Yeah, so but I right away I went back and started playing that shit, and I actually want to play through it again because all the heists you can do two or three different ways and with different outcomes, and I want to try that shit too. So I really like it, dude. It's like, honestly, like, I know we did our game of the year last year or last week, but if we were to include GTA, like, I know I had it like 5 or 6 on my list because I just kind of started playing it before that. It's my favorite game that was released in 2014.
For sure.
It's fucking great.
But technically, wasn't that a
current gen. Game? Yeah, it was 2013. Yeah. But I played it on current gen, so then I'm like,
But if you played it would have been a serious contender for number one for you.
Hell yeah. Like, it would have been, like, I think DMC was my personal number one in 2013. It might have beaten that out. And then I probably would have argued to shit with that versus Last of Us. Because were they out in the same year?
Possibly.
I think they might have been.
They might have been.
They
might have been.
Chris, grab this game on sale on the cheap because it's really good. Like, it's the only knock I have on it it still plays clunky on your feet when you're walking around and running and shooting. Luckily, they have that quick aim, like the snap aiming that Call of Duty has, where you just like zoom in, you're automatically going to be on somebody, and if you zoom out, zoom back in, you're going to be on the other person.
Right.
It kind of saves
that
it,
aim,
but
that assist kind of
aim assist thing. Yeah. Other than that whole thing,
Did you play any of the first person mode? Did you try that out?
Yes, I did try it. I tried it out for a little bit at the beginning. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, it's kind of cool that they did this, but I played basically the entire game in third person.
Right.
Just because that's kind of what I'm used to playing GTA games.
Right.
For the 6 to 10 hours that I usually play GTA.
They did a really, really good job, though, with the options in the game. Because if you say you're mainly a first-person shooter player, but you really like Grand Theft Auto, but you gravitate towards first-person more, like they do this cool thing. Like for me, I like the first-person view. And granted, I played the game on PS3 when it came out, so I wanted to re-experience it.
Oh, so you played it twice.
Exactly, yeah.
You have it on PS4 as well, then?
I do. Okay. And I wanted to experience it in first person, so when I jumped into first person, I immediately loved it. But the options, even when you're in first person, you can turn on and off head bobbing, because it has the realistic head bobbing from your character moving. You can remove that and make it more like a traditional first person shooter. So you have a lot of options there. But for me, when I'm driving the car around, your depth perception is so limited. In terms of, you just have more tunnel vision when you're in first person when you're driving, and I don't like that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm used to playing car games in third person, so you can change it to where, okay, you can run around in first person, but you can drive in third person. But say if you go into cover,
so once you get into a car,
once you get in a car, it'll stay in third. It'll zoom out to third person. But say, okay, I'm driving in third person, shooting around in first person. Say you're used to going into cover. But you like games that put you in third person when you're in cover. You can actually change it to go into third person.
So it does that.
When you're in cover, and when you pop out of cover, you're back in the first. So the options are so in-depth.
That Rockstar, as much as like I've heard some horror stories of people that have worked there and stuff, but they are programming ninjas. Like they made the closest thing to almost like a masterpiece of that genre. I'm not going to say a masterpiece of a game overall, but of like that genre, this game is the closest I've ever been to being like, this game is near perfect.
I
didn't run into one glitch, nothing, not even like some weird glitch out
smooth, man.
Character or anything.
Yeah, it's really smooth.
Nothing like that at all. it's really good. And I don't know, it's one of those games where if people were to buy a system now, like a PS3, Xbox 360, PS4, or Xbox One, probably the first game I'd recommend is GTA 5.
Wow. Yeah.
Like,
it's high praise.
It's really good.
Coming from you, that's high praise.
Oh, dude, I hate the Grand Theft Auto's. I don't hate it. I've given them all a chance, but I've never, ever even close to getting past, like, 10 to 12 hours of gameplay. And, yeah, I am 37 hours plus beat the story, and I'm going back and still cleaning up stuff to play. And I'm going to play through it again to do the heist a different way that I did the original time. I'm done jerking off all over. What?
They do have a mission select on there, don't they? Can you go in the options?
Oh, do they really? Oh, they do.
Double check it.
Yeah,
you can go back to the heist.
Do. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And then heists are coming to online soon. I wanted to see how that's going to work out, because that seems like it would be pretty cool. That's basically it. GTA is the main one. And I'm thinking about picking up Dying Light just because I need some. Well, no, I don't. Wait.
Order's coming next week,
okay, I don't need Dying Light. Yeah, I'm good. I can give it a week. As long as we're recording Saturday.
I'm hearing a lot of like mixed emotions about Dying Light. Like some people are saying that's really good, and some people are saying that's junk.
That's a $30 title for me all day. I think either way, I'll be happy with $30 on that one.
The next PlayStation flash sale, we'll pick that up.
We'll pick that up quick, yeah.
Travis,
that's a great transition for me, because the Valentine's Day flash sale for PSN, I went ahead and jumped on something today, actually. Down from $24 to $10 was one of Jeff's favorite party games, the Jackbox Collection.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
So I picked that up. I was like, Meg, look at this. Check this out. Tell me if you like any of these games. So she's obviously familiar with You Don't Know Jack. The game's been around for about 50 years. And then all you know, the drawing game, Fibbage sounded cool. So we were like, okay, let's go ahead and get it. So we got it, and we started playing it. And, yeah, I mean, back up every single thing Jeff said a couple of weeks ago. That shit is insanely fun. Just really, really
it's
cool.
It's really good.
On Indispressions years back when we streamed You Don't Know Jack, it was we had a blast. It was Jason, Lisa, Chris, and myself. And had a blast for like, what, maybe two and a half hours just laughing our asses off.
We were just killing that game. It was awesome.
The one thing that I had an issue with was I'm never going to buy this game because I don't have four controllers.
But you don't need that shit.
And that's what's the great part about the Jackbox collection. It's like you pop in a game, as long as you have a mobile phone, a laptop, you can have a tablet on you. It seamlessly connects it. And I was, when Jeff was telling me about that, oh yeah, you just draw on your phone. You just draw. I was sitting there, I was like, oh, how is connectivity? I was thinking to myself, like, how well is this going to connect? Because video games and the whole mobile application gimmick has not been, I'd say 100% successful. I haven't been completely sold on it. This is one of the first times in a video game where a game console phone app, and it's not even an app, you just log onto a website and put in a code for basically, which is like a lobby, and play the game.
Yeah.
And it links seamlessly. It's fantastic. It's
you can
quick.
Play on any, like I said to you, like off the air, like you can, like, it does, the platform you're playing this on doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because all that is a means to show where the, like, to show the visual of what's happening in the game. But you can, like I said, you can play, like, this game on Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
To your friends, like you, Travis, and Chris. For some reason, I had a fart there and thought you guys were still in Atlanta together, but you're not. But let's just say, for story's sake, you guys are both in Atlanta. You're like, hey, let's play some Jackbox. Jeff's got some people over. You guys got some people over. Let's do this. And they can stream it on Twitch, give us the code to their game, and then we can put in the code, and then we can watch their stream and see everything that's coming up on screen, and we can actually play the game with them, just because it doesn't really matter. It's not really an online thing, or it doesn't matter what platform. It's pretty cool. It's just that anyone can play. Anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who has a phone and the code.
If technology basically only allowed it to where it was like 1:1 to the second, it would be perfect. Because a lot of those games consist of like waiting on a timer or trying to beat a timer to put in your answers. And
that's why Drawful is really the only one that really, really works
right.
when you're doing it over the Twitch. But yeah.
Right. So it's and Drawful's fun. Like it's so quirky. Like you put in your name, you put in your code, so it logs you into the game. And before you even play, you have to draw a picture of yourself with your finger on your phone before you play, and that's your icon.
Yeah.
The picture you
and
draw.
And obviously, you
is,
draw a penis. That's
obviously,
what
you draw a penis. Cock and balls, number one. If you draw a picture of your face, you're doing it wrong. So, but it was just it was a blast. It's fun. So we're gonna play that a whole bunch, I think. I think it's going to be fun. So
it's fun.
That and the mandatory Destiny. A couple of more Crota runs down the tubes.
You did Crota hard twice, I guess, in one night or something you were saying?
Yeah.
Was it twice in one night? Yeah.
Well, we ran. So. We got two Crota on Tuesday, and then we beat Crota twice on Wednesday.
Is Crota the raid, or is that just the hard?
It's the raid, yeah.
Day? Okay.
Crota,
so you went through the raid twice in one night?
Well, we went through the raid on Tuesday and got to the end, and didn't beat him.
At checkpoints.
And the next day, the next day we beat him, and then went through the raid again and beat him again.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
Because we all switched characters and ran it again. But, so that was good.
Yeah, it was fun. Normal Destiny shit.
All right.
Got some new exotics I'm happy with. Some shit I didn't have.
Of course.
Yeah.
You're only happy about it, like, with, what, 30% of the time, right?
I've been getting some massive exotic drops, man. I've been getting some of the better weapons in the last couple of weeks. It's been pretty fruitful.
The three hard Crota runs, like, I got three things that I really wanted at the end of each run. So
that's good.
Yeah.
I got two legendaries. I got a legendary hand cannon. I got a legendary helmet. Both the actual raid specific ones. And then I got a rocket launcher called Truth, which is awesome. It goes with my collection of other awesome rocket launchers.
Yeah. So, yeah, Destiny's been pretty good to me. But that has been basically it. A little bit more Indigo Prophecy. I've been – every week I'll play two or three scenes just to slow – I like how I'm playing it, just like slowly just like trudging through it and just enjoying it bit by bit instead of like doing like one big playthrough like I've done in the past. So it's kind of like my downtime or like 30 minutes before the podcast, like pop in, do a scene or two. But just love every single thing about that game. It's one of those things where you play for nostalgia's sake and you play it and you just enjoy the hell out of it because it's something you always gravitate towards. So again, it's $10, guys. If you have not played Indigo, do it. It's a blast. So that is it for me, Christopher.
I don't have anything to add because I really didn't really play much this week outside of Destiny.
That's news to me.
Yeah, we did that. So, but speaking of news to you, let's give some news to the listeners. Jeff, what do you got? Or actually, Jeff, do you have news?
I don't fucking have news. I have news this week.
Travis, you've got motherfuckers. Go for it.
Sorry, we'll do Jeff's job for him. Okay. So, if anything, the biggest news of the week, I would say, is that Bethesda, for the first time, is now they're going to be doing their own E3 conference. So, I think Bethesda now is at a point where they probably feel that they are ready to be up there with not only Sony and Microsoft and, well, not really Nintendo, but you know, EA and Activision. They're ready to have their own press conference now, and they're kind of they're doing
that
it Sunday night before Microsoft and
Before Monday.
Yeah, they're doing it.
So it's not really part of E3 technically, but they're doing what Konami did.
Yeah,
they're doing like a pre-show,
like a pre-show
exactly.
Show.
Kind of saying, you know, is what? Yeah, we're probably gonna
that
announce
means one thing and one thing.
It's Fallout 4.
It's got
to be Fallout
or Skyrim 2.
It's gonna be. I don't think it's gonna be Fallout. It's gonna be Fallout. Yeah, it has to be. Yeah.
I don't think we're gonna get a Skyrim 2. I think they're just gonna move on with Elder Scrolls and give us something different. Well, not something different, but give us the next
continent.
Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. So, but yeah, Bethesda gonna come out swinging. But you know, it's not just all about Fallout. I mean, they since they've been like really pushing the publishing side of things. You know, they got. Dishonored 2 is probably something we may see. That would be a big
deal. Yeah, it sold pretty well.
That would be a big deal.
Like that, yeah.
I mean, Prey 2, apparently Arkane Studios may be working on that. There was some word that was canceled. I mean, there was when I was at Pound Vegas for the GameStop conference, they were showing off Prey 2. And it looked decent. Like I'm surprised that there was word that it got canceled or it got like kind of shelved for a bit, but then it came out that Arkane was probably working on it now under Bethesda's watch. So who knows, we may or may not see that. My vote's on probably not, but I mean they've got a couple of new games coming out, so I mean they have a library to show off, I think. So it won't be just Fallout,
and they're publishers now too, right? So they
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah
so it's obviously going to be Wet 2. That's going to be the big star of the show.
Wet 2, who doesn't it's going to be hot. Chris, you wanted to talk about we kind of mentioned the PSN flash sale for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, so there's a couple sales going on. The flash sale doesn't last long. Both of these are going to be situations
this
where
weekend.
Hopefully I get this out on Monday, and hopefully you can check it on Monday. But
there's no point in talking about it because I think the flash sale ends on Monday.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I release Monday morning, so hopefully you're getting this information because there's another flash sale. It's a different one than the last one that we talked about. And there are games starting at 60% off, both games that you could get only on PSN and retail, that are downloadable. So, there's quite a variety of games out there, and, Jackbox Party is one of them that Travis mentioned earlier.
It's fantastic. And then there's a Humble Bundle with that Star Wars gimmick going on, right?
Yes, sir. 12 games for $12. How about that?
Can't beat it.
The average is $11.53 right now, and there's three extra games if you pay more than 12. I paid $13 for it. It's Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2. Pretty much the Jedi Knight series, or the Dark Forces series, I guess you could say. Because Jedi Knight is Dark Forces 2, right?
Yeah.
So, Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight, Jedi Knight 2, Jedi Outcast, and Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy. So all those come with it. Battlefront 2, Republic Commando, the Force Unleashed games, and Star Wars Empire at War, the Gold Pack, which is the real-time strategy game. So if you guys are into real-time strategy, that one's supposed to be pretty good. So 12 games, $12. It's awesome. Go check out Humble Bundle. It ends on... looks like it ends Tuesday. So hopefully you guys get this and check it out.
Cool. What else you got, man?
That's all I got.
That's all you got? I mean, I got one more, man. I got to talk about my homeboy. I would say he's my personal best friend, but Peter Molyneux.
Oh, is that right?
Peter Molyneux is back in the headlines. He's just okay. I'm not gonna fuck this up with hyperbole. Peter Molyneux is pissing me off. Like he can't do anything right when he's talking to people.
He can't. That's kind of his fault, though.
It is, because he started out years back, you know, with putting too many stars in people's eyes. Like, you're going to experience love for the first time by playing a video game. Like, you're going to understand what love is. You never... I don't understand, like, I don't understand, like, what his problem is. So, gladly, I'm happy to note that he has... he's done that. Like, he stopped. Like, I think he learned his lesson there, but then he keeps on, like, fucking up. Like, the guy doesn't know when to shut his fucking mouth and play a video game. Now, I don't know the entire story of this, but his game, GOTUS, is fucking up. And a lot of the word was a lot of the things that were promised on Kickstarter based on the goals that they hit. It just kind of came out that not all of those things are probably going to happen. Even though they reached the funds to get to those certain goals, a lot of that stuff's probably not going to come out. Just basically, he got bad words in his direction online from the internet world. And it's just because of the fact that he doesn't understand.
He doesn't deliver on his
promises.
He talks before he his game development studio couldn't confirm anything.
Exactly.
Like, oh, and this game's going to be like Street. I can't do it in public.
Street Fighter. We're going to take Street Fighter and we're going to turn it into a dating simulation, and then you're truly going to know what an orgasm is,
and you're going to have
an emotional orgasm of pleasantness.
An emotional roller coaster.
And you're gonna, my son has played GOTUS, and listen what he says. Oh, hello, father. I want to play Half-Life 3. La, 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 la. Okay, so anyway, he got in trouble for that. But what does Peter Molyneux do? He says, you know what? I'm going to take a back seat. I'm not going to speak to journalists. I'm just going to make this game and do that, and the world said, thank you, Peter Molyneux, for doing what you should have started doing, 12 years ago? Thank you. Just make your fucking game. Cliff Bleszinski's ass can still do that. He just talks shit about his game after it's done and he knows it's good. Like, I don't understand what his problem is. So what does Peter Molyneux do after he said he can't even deliver on a promise that he's going to shut his fucking mouth? Because what did he do? What does he do, Jeff? What does he do? After he says he's done talking to the internet.
He went and fucking had two more interviews.
Two! But in the second interview, I don't remember what side it was. Basically, the journalist didn't even ask a question. He was like, you know what? Thank you for the interview. Who
gives a shit?
No one gives a shit anymore, Pete. I'm sorry. I used to love you.
Nobody gives a shit.
No one gives a shit. And GOTUS looks like it sucks, dude. GOTUS looks like rat shit. That's it. I said it. Rat shit.
I've never even seen it. I don't even know what that is.
It's bad. It's he's going back to the God Sim.
Is it?
Yeah, he's going back to that. What was his first game? His first game was kind of like a God Sim.
Populous?
No, it wasn't Populous. It was, fuck. How do I know?
No, Populous was a good
game.
Populous was a great game, yes. It was good.
Before Populous?
No, it was after Populous.
Black and White?
Black and White. Boom. Nailed it. That's why we keep you here, Jeff. You're great.
Black and White wasn't before Populous, though. Populous was before that.
Exactly, yeah. And Black and White was a very competent game. And then Fable was a competent game. It just, when Fable 2 came out, that's when Fable 1, he got pretty bad. So, yeah. I don't get it, Pete. Just make video games, dog. That's your job. Just make shit. Make video games. And Microsoft made him.
It's your job, and you suck at it. I just
don't. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I'm fucking depressed.
You know what I do get, though? Taking a fucking break.
I get that too.
I dig it too. Oh, Pete.
Oh. All right, so we'll take a break. We'll come back and we will do our prediction revisit. Then we'll do new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Oh, what the fuck is he doing?
Word.
Really, what is he doing?
I have no idea.
We'll be right back. And welcome back.
You welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Hey, let's talk about our predictions from last year.
Oh, that was rough.
It's going to be great.
We're going to go through our listener predictions first, and then we'll get to ours, and Travis will get to ridicule us like crazy at that point in time. But for now, we're going to go through the predictions that some of our listeners made, and then we get to ridicule them a little bit. No, I'm just kidding. So, Jeff, why don't you take the first one?
Sure. Let's go. So we had quite a few people write in for this one. The first person to write in was actually Sean Recupido. He had quite a few predictions on here.
We're going to go through these a lot, really fast, just because there's so many.
There were so many emails.
Yeah, we're
not
going to like
talk about it.
We're not going to stop and think they had or didn't happen
kind of thing. He said Titanfall will review super well and underperform sales wise, and also hear of a PS4 port by the end of the year. I would give him half a point. Titanfall did review well, but I think it underperformed in terms of what they expected it to do. And there's no PS4 port.
There's no PS4.
Yeah.
$50 price cut on Xbox One.
Yep.
Yep.
That happened.
Yep. Another 3DS SKU announced.
Nailed it.
Totally happened.
So I'm going to throw this out there. I tell you what. Jeff and I were like, we're assholes, man, because we pretty much had a running joke the entire rest of the show that was like, oh, let's go out on a limb and say another 3DS is going to be announced. And that was all at Sean's expense. Sorry about that, buddy. It was funny shit, though. It was good. It was good.
Sony brings back lack of multimedia options to PS4. That I don't know because I don't really use that.
I think they only brought back some. They didn't bring back all of them, that's for sure.
Yeah, sure. Half a point. I guess they brought back some. I don't use that stuff on either, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
This is a popular one. PS4 and Vita bundle in the US.
And it did not happen.
Wii U will drop to $199.
Which also did not happen.
Did not happen. A new MotorStorm announced. That was more of like, I hope it happens, but.
Yeah, right?
Did not happen.
Did not happen.
Burnout Paradise 2.
Didn't happen.
This one was funny because it actually sparked some discussion where basically we were like, that's not going to happen because EA owns Criterion now. So there's no way.
And now they're working on Need for Speed and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yep. And that's what ended up happening. They brought out a new Need for Speed game.
This one's surprising that it didn't happen, especially with everything that's happening like the last couple of years. Gran Turismo 6 HD Edition on PS4. Didn't happen. I totally expected that to happen.
We don't even really have a full version of Drive Club, which was the first game ever announced. Yeah.
Wasn't that by the MotorStorm team, Drive Club? Well, who was that by?
It was, by name, yes. But by worked on it, no.
Okay.
Yeah. So that was Sean Recupido's predictions. So that's pretty good. He did all right.
Yeah, he did all right.
Probably did better than us.
I would almost guarantee that.
Chris, you take the next one, buddy.
Sure. Better Tomorrow. He comes in and says, both Xbone and PS4 will get a bundle. Xbox One will get a disc copy of Forza and Kinect Sports, and PS4 will get Infamous. So Xbox One did come with Forza at one point.
It wasn't physical.
It was not physical.
It was also not, at the beginning.
It did not come with Kinect Sports, though, I don't think.
No.
Okay. And PS4 never did come with, it came did with it? Infamous in Europe, I think. I think there was a bundle. I'd have to look it up, but I am almost positive there was a bundle outside of the US with Infamous in it. So you still don't get credit for that. So, but yeah, they did do that outside of the US.
So
he was kind of right.
Gotcha.
First PS4 retail game on Plus will be Knack. First Xbox One will be Locos. On Xbox One will be Lococycle.
This one was weird because Lococycle, I don't think, was retail.
I don't think it was either. Did that come out last year?
Yes.
Oh, it
was
it
early last year.
Oh, God. I don't even remember us talking about that at all.
Yeah. No. It didn't come out last year. No, he just said that the first free games would be those on PS Plus and Xbox with Gold, but neither of them were. Neither of them have had a retail game yet on their
That's true, actually. That's true. But so you can get Knack for $10 on the flash sale right now.
And you could possibly be right. You could possibly be right, since technically neither of them have had a retail game for free yet. So
yeah, you might be right for this year.
We'll put an asterisk next to that. We'll see what happens.
Let's see here.
We'll revisit. We'll revisit the prediction revisiting.
Yes.
Later.
Titanfall 360 will be absolutely terrible in the 50 to 60% range.
I agree.
Metacritic.
I don't think it did really well. Yeah, it did. It did pretty well. I think it was like 70-80s, right?
Yeah. It basically said it's Titanfall, but not as pretty in 30 frames a second.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
Halo 5 is announced, but without a 5 in the title.
Halo
it was
5
announced.
Was announced. Yep.
There was a 5 in the title.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. A big 5. Yeah.
Let's see here. Naughty Dog goes back and there.
Back on their word.
Okay, yeah. Goes back on their word and releases Last of Us on PS4 with all the DLC. That happened?
That 100% happened.
It did happen. Something gets announced at E3 for Vita that makes it a system seller. That didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen.
It did not happen. There will be at least 4 different colored PS4s by fall.
PS controllers.
Actually, controllers?
Controllers.
Yeah,
that's
true.
That
happened. There's blue.
That's true.
There's blue, there's red, black, there's white, red.
White, silver. I think there's a silver.
Is there a silver one?
I think so. But yeah, there's definitely more than 4.
So you got that one right. Yeah.
Destiny will be delayed until 2015. Nope.
Did not happen.
Sledgehammer COD will be back in the World War II.
Nope. That was era. AWs was turned out to be Advanced Warfare. Because don't forget, we did this show before they announced what Call of Duty this year would be. So yeah.
Yeah. Still no Half-Life 3.
Correct.
That goes up there with the 3DS.
With the 3DS. That's right. Let's go out on a limb. Let's go out on a limb.
Good job, Jeff.
That was pretty good, Jeff. That was pretty good.
You want me to take the next one here?
Yeah, go for it.
This is just a quick 2 from Sniper Maverick. He says, Watch Dogs won't live up to the hype. It's debatable, but I would say it's true. I don't think it was good.
Everything that they said you can do in that game, you're able to do in the game. The expectations were there, and I think they set out and did everything.
So I enjoyed that game, and I didn't think it lived up to the hype. So
same
just,
here.
Yeah. I beat it. I put probably a 30, 40 hours in. Maybe it was that much. I don't know. But I beat it, and I got pretty much all of the single player stuff you could do. I pretty much did it all. But I still don't think it lived up to the hype.
I agree. Yeah, I don't think it was the first like true next generation game felt like a very underwhelming GTA clone that had slightly better shooting.
Yeah.
So I'd say he gets a point on that one. Number 2, he says Alien Isolation will be awesome and will be the sleeper hit of 2014.
Again, debatable. I mean, it depends on who you talk to.
If someone wanted that type of experience, then they loved what they got. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where it boils down to. So, but you know, not everybody wanted that type of experience.
Sure.
All right. Silver PR. He says by the end of the year, Sony will have 5 million units or more than Xbox One sold through.
True.
That was true.
Yep.
That was true. Titanfall will have a first month sale of 1.5 million, and first year of no more than 4 million. We all say digital's never tracked.
And
right, it's never
digital's
tracked.
Huge,
and,
so
yeah,
by
and
retail
that's
sales,
true,
he
I think.
Might be, I don't know if it did 1.5 million in the first month though. I know it total on retail, it's at like 3 million or 4
yeah.
million.
So I would say that it probably did more than 4 million, I would think.
Overall. But I'd give him the point because no more than 4 is probably right. And 1.5 makes sense in 1 month for that game. Then it just kind of trailed after that.
Well, plus the bundle. I don't know if that's included.
Yeah,
or
it's not included.
But those are.
Because there are digital codes.
Yeah. One of the big 3 will have a security breach by the end of the year.
Correct. This guy actually, the reason he knew that because this guy actually is part of Lizard Squad, so he
was there a security breach though?
Was it? It was a DDoS attack.
It was that's not a security breach. That's a DDoS
breach. But I think the point he was trying to probably make was that someone was gonna like fuck with one of the networks.
Yeah, well, both the networks got fucked with. Yeah. Sony didn't get their act together as quickly as Microsoft did. But
I think everyone got it except for Nintendo.
I say give them the full point. I say give them the full point because 2 DDoS attacks, everybody knows, turns into 1 network, 1 security attack. Everybody knows that. It counts.
Okay. So both of those are half a security breach?
Exactly.
Okay.
I mean, dude, technology? Hello. Come on.
Elder Scrolls Online will be free to play by the end of the year, or at least by the time we revisit predictions. That is true.
Kind
of
happened, yeah.
Yeah, that happened. Call of Duty sales will dwindle down even more than the game, for the game after Ghost.
No.
That didn't happen, because Advanced Warfare did great.
It did better.
Yeah. Did really well.
Yeah, I think Sledgehammer surprised a lot of people with Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
All right. You're up.
So we just did, he did Silver PR.
Yep.
Here we go,
so
from MikePenis08.
Yeah.
He says, Nintendo reveals a new console at E3. They might have included, I think he also included the handheld too. I just don't have to think of my notes in there, but that was an obvious, like, yeah, of course there's a new SKU in there. But we're not giving it to you, Mike, because that was probably announced before you sent in your letter like usual. So, somewhere in Japan, Square Enix will announce Final Fantasy VII Remake on next gen.
Oh, we got so close.
So close.
We got
the biggest
so close.
Troll
does the troll
ever.
Make? Does the troll count? I don't know if the troll counts.
It does not count, but we got so close.
That was ridiculous. Yeah. All right.
Where?
Oh, Microsoft drops.
Microsoft drops price of Xbox One before Christmas.
That happened.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 5 is announced before Christmas. Because he wrote that it was definitely already announced before he sent this in.
Then
he said it'll be for Q1 or Q2 of 2015. So that made me think maybe he was saying his release prediction, like the release prediction is for
Q1.
Yeah,
that's not going to come out first or second quarter this year, though. Yeah. That's going to be fall at the earliest.
I thought the rumor kicking around was like May.
Maybe. I mean, if that's the case, then it'll be second quarter. So that's not bad at all.
Yeah.
Sony includes a Vita in a bundle. Also announces Vita TV for North America. So he gets half for that.
Those are two separate predictions.
Yeah. So it's the
one
Vita
for
bundle,
one,
no.
zero for the other.
Yeah. Vita TV totally came out here.
Yep. Good job, Mike. Not too bad. We have some pretty smart listeners. All right, Rob Harris says Titanfall will be not be anyone's game of the year, and Destiny will be rated higher.
This
true
one's
on the first,
weird.
Nope on the second. Yeah,
because he never said whether it was going to be like universal or R lists. So I'm not.
I think he, when he says rated, he means just in general
in
the
general?
Ratings. Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
And that was not the case. Destiny rated. Sixes and sevens, mainly, from what I remember. And Titanfall was eights and nines, I think.
So, yeah.
We will not have a Half-Life 3 announcement. Going out on a limb. There you go.
Nailed that one.
Infamous Second Son will be the best-selling exclusive for PS4.
I don't think that's correct.
Sorry, the Titanfall one, did you give him?
I think it is correct, because he said
correct?
Exclusive.
Oh, exclusive, okay.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
No, sure is Titanfall is the best-selling exclusive.
No,
for the
PS4.
For PS4, yes. Oh, yeah, for sure. For the Titanfall one, you said you gave him points for... Titanfall was not anyone's game of the year in terms of like...
Media. So he got that one right. Yeah,
okay, gotcha. Right. Yeah. But Destiny was not rated higher, though.
Did he say... That's what it was. Yeah, he didn't get that part right. He got half a point.
Okay, gotcha.
Elder Scrolls Online will go free to play in 2014. So that happened.
It kind of happened.
Well, actually, no. He says it will not go free.
He said it will
not
go free
in 2014. Sorry.
And he's
that.
Correct because it just, the announcement just came out that it will be going
That's
free.
That's true.
And technically,
January.
It's not free to play. You still have to buy it for $60. You just don't have to pay a subscription fee.
Exactly. Yeah.
Street Fighter V will be announced.
That happened. That actually did
that
happen.
That happened.
Nailed it.
Yep. All right, Jeff, you're up.
Who we got? We got Rob. Oh, you just said Rob. Oh, my God. I'm with Aggie. Jesus. This is like the Christopher Riccio list of throwing shit on the wall. All right, so Nintendo announces an updated 3DS. Yes.
Going out on a limb.
Yep. Redesigned Wii U comes out that uses the 3DS as a controller.
Nope.
Didn't happen,
but you can
use the 3DS as a controller in Smash Brothers. So,
okay. Oh, can you? I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure you can. Don't hold me to it. I'm 90% positive you can. No Nintendo big properties on mobile devices. So far, it's true. Sony shows charts in Little Big Planet type style how PS4 is the best selling next gen console. He was so specific with that. I'm like, that's really fucking weird.
Yeah, that was way out there, but it was
At the Sony presentation, they did have like a Little Big Planet level showcasing a lot of stuff about Sony.
They did. It wasn't the best selling console, but they did. I'm going to give them a point for that just because like it wasn't showing it was the best selling console of this generation, but they did do Little Big Planet stuff with charts, and it was actually.
I love
did they?
That
I don't remember the charts.
It was at the PlayStation event.
It wasn't charts. It was just
PSX.
Yes, I think so.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't charts. They did something with Little Big Planet.
Okay.
And it was kind of funny. No price drop for the PS4, but expect a Vita bundle with 3 months of PS Plus.
Nope.
Yeah, there was not a price drop, so he got that part right, but no Vita bundle.
I like where his head's at. He's got great ideas here.
Yeah.
Vita gets a price drop and bundles with PS Plus.
It did get a price drop.
Did it?
It got a bundle, but not with PS Plus. It got bundles with games. So.
Well, guys, you get a free week when you buy a new Sony console. Come on now.
Okay.
where am I at here? No PSTV. Oh, wait, hold on. No PS Now on PS4.
PS Now is on PS4.
Is on PS4. No PSTV released.
PSTV came out.
No God of War, no Warhawk, no Uncharted on PS4. Sorry.
So the games didn't come out, but the Uncharted was announced.
It was announced, but he just meant like wasn't going to come out. Yeah. And I think this when we had a discussion that was like Warhawk is dead. And I wish Jason was on the show because I want to ask him. Jason was like, are you sure, Jeff? I love you. He was doing the whole thing with, he did with the Darkstalker thing, which I commented. And I want to ask him like, so what happened to that, Jason? Just because, you know, because he was trying to hint at maybe something was coming. Not in 2014. Anyway, Gears teaser trailer shown. Did not happen.
Nope.
No new Halo, but a remake of Halo 2.
That's true. Halo 5 has not come out yet, but.
And you did get Master Chief Collection.
Yes,
even though
and
it
that
doesn't
was,
work.
The main one was, yeah, exactly. The main one was Halo 2 Anniversary, so I'd give him that one. $50 price drop before Xmas for Xbox One. Did happen.
True.
Titanfall will not be the last game bundled with Xbox One.
True.
Obviously, true. It was true. 360 title is best selling console of last generation. Probably, I don't remember.
I don't think it was really touted that way.
No, it was just kind of like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I think it was kind of left back there because if Microsoft came out and said, we're the best selling console in America, and then Sony would come back, we're the best selling console worldwide, and it'd be like, oh, big dick fight. And it's like, yeah, you know, whatever. The consoles were so close in sales, it's like, it doesn't even freaking matter.
No, it doesn't. They're literally like, Super Nintendo Genesis.
Yeah.
The difference is literally like a couple million.
Pretty
which
much.
In worldwide, that's nothing.
And this last generation really was kind of like the first year where you couldn't really say who won.
No, you couldn't.
Yeah,
and
because
I don't care about other, like everyone's like my, like worldwide. I don't care about other regions. Like for the biggest region is North America.
He just cares
Europe,
about Canada.
Then Japan.
What was the number one selling console?
Yeah,
in
they don't
Canada.
Even give numbers on Canada. It's like, this is like North America. We have to share that shit with you guys. So it's like, yeah, it's like they're all different divisions of those companies.
Yeah,
so
but the money still goes all to that company.
It does,
so.
But we're way past the part where they need to sell more to keep those consoles moving, like living as like having games come out for them. So it really doesn't matter.
Maybe
so
you know this.
The last generation was interesting because the, like each console had their moment in time where they were the console, right?
Yep.
So when everything first came out, the Wii was the thing, right?
Oh, for sure.
So
for sure.
Everyone was buying up Wiis, and they sold tons and tons of them. And then, 360 was the place to play third-party games. That was the best place to go. They had Gears, they had Halo, they had all that stuff. And then PS3 started to catch up with their third-party support, more of the games were on par with Xbox 360, and they had some of the exclusives that kind of pulled a few more people over to PS3. So it's like every single one of them had their little moment. If I were going to say this one won, it's really hard to say. I kind of would probably lean towards
the
360.
If you're talking worldwide, if you're talking like North America, it wasn't even close.
Well, yeah, North America, it wasn't close. Everyone bought the Xbox. But I mean, same thing. Japan, it wasn't even close. Everyone bought the PS3.
Oh, God, yeah.
So,
and now in Japan, they don't buy anything. Like PS4.
Yeah, they don't buy anything. It's like they buy portables
DS.
And that's it.
Yeah,
exactly. No, I'll just play my PSP.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway. Let's continue.
We're adding another one. Yeah.
This is great.
Yeah. EA fucks up everything, basically.
Correct.
He basically said EA fucks up and he listed off a bunch of games. Yep, pretty much.
10 points. Get him.
He said there'll be a new Call of Duty game. Wow.
Yeah, that's another stretch. Aggie.
Destiny will not do as well as they're hoping.
The game sold well.
This guy who's on there for like 10 days of playing time, at least.
Yeah. Oh, really? Is he on there for that long?
He said he had like 400 hours or something
crazy.
Holy God.
He plays a lot, yeah.
But he said he hasn't played it in a while. He's kind of like burning out on it. But
Destiny has sold a total of 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million copies. And that's just physical.
The what?
Destiny has sold 10 million copies physical.
That's crazy. It sold really well.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Fantastic. I don't know what that's hard to say because I don't know what they thought they'd sell. That's very good. I mean, it's four platforms, but it's still really good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think Destiny probably sold more than what they thought they were going to do than Titanfall sold more than EA thought they were going to do. But I think both their projections are probably way higher than what actually happened. But yeah, especially when you can, GTA 5, 40 fucking 5 million, 45.
It's ridiculous.
It's, oh my God. Assassin's Creed 5 announced, won't be piratey.
That happened. True. Yeah.
Yep. Watch Dogs will be delayed again.
Nope.
Did not happen. Another two Rayman games will come out. Not if you're including the re-releases of the current gen ones. Or was that last year? But no, the answer is no.
The answer is no.
Division will not be heard. We're not be heard from leading people believe it's canceled. That's kind of true. We've heard nothing of it, but they have come out and said, no, it's not canceled. We're still doing it. They haven't shown anything since then. So
yeah,
we'll give them a point.
It would have been epic if he would have actually put in here, Ubisoft fucks up everything because that's what happened. So
yeah.
All right. So last email is from Bad76 and he says, Nintendo will say we give up. Will bow out to the console, bow out of the console business. No. MS yeah. will do the same. No. Titanfall bundle will bomb. No. This is the year for PS all the way. No Nintendo or MS.
No. I remember we all kind of were like that voicemail. We're like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. That was a very fanboy voicemail.
It was really bad. Yeah,
but,
it was.
But you know, he openly admits that he's a Sony bad.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's like you got to kind of respect him for that. You know,
he's not trying to like say he's not hiding behind anything. He's just like here we go.
All right, let's get to ours, Travis.
Oh my God,
ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to Indis Predictions.
Yay.
Oh, Jesus
Christ.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah. We're going to rag some shit out of you guys. I'm so excited. Start with Jason
because he's not here.
I'm not going to. Oh, yeah. So we can fuck with his shit first. This is brilliant. Yeah. Brilliant.
He can't
brilliant.
Say shit. So
I'm
actually,
so
no,
excited about
he's
this.
Got
because
he's the only one that actually was like. Anyway, go ahead.
I've been so excited about this because doing a prediction show. With like no dogs in this race, like I'm all smiles. There's no pressure.
No
whatsoever.
Pressure.
I'm super excited. So Jason,
I don't mind these ones. I don't care about the whole coming back. It's the ones that we predict shit. That's when I feel pressure. I can't do Strider now. It happened, so
I can't
just rely on that anymore.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
You're gonna have to start switching over to like Half-Life 3 or something.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the next game that you know won't come out that you want to come out, Jeff?
Oh man. Speech
all right, so Jason says Microsoft will drop the Kinect.
They did, and we Jeff and I like adamantly
we
disagreed
were so
with him.
Adamant disagreeing
oh,
with him.
Man,
yeah.
That was rough.
Kudos, Jason. Kudos.
That's right.
Fantasy, I guess that's Fantasy Star Online 2 will come to the North America region.
That did not happen.
No, that was his Strider thing.
That was his Strider. That's right.
I can do this every year until it fucking happens.
That game is so good, I wish they would bring it here. Damn it.
Jason's wishful thinking prediction of the year, Microsoft announces digital rental subscription service like Gaikai, but not streaming. You pay per month, and you can download the entire game.
That
did not happen.
Nintendo gets into the mobile market, but oh, I'm sorry, Jeff, mobile market, but only in Japan in 2014.
That kind of, didn't they say they're going to do that, but it just hasn't happened yet?
Didn't happen.
Or am I just, yeah, okay, I guess, yeah, there you go. Fuck you, Jason. All wrong up in your ass.
All wrong up in your ass.
Your ass.
Virtual reality will be a really big hit at E3, but no one will care.
That's accurate, I think.
Yeah, I think that's kind of true.
I don't know, dude. Everybody who said, I want to give them points on that one because everyone who said that they did it, not everyone, obviously, but a lot of people like it. They say that this is a legit technology. This isn't like, you know, oh, the Wii remote's one-to-one, yada, yada, yada. No, this is like real, like, it works. Like, some things are really cool experiences. So I'll give them a halfie on that.
All right.
Well, it was a big thing at E3, but anyone who was not there and has not, sorry, my chair is squeaking. But anyone who hasn't tried it, no sure, one gives a shit. It's like, yeah, I'm just blowing wind out of my ass.
There you go.
Well, it's all that steam. let's see. Let's get Chris's Game of Thrones novel out of the way real quick.
He literally took out of the bag and was like, how much shit can I throw up there?
I wanted to make sure I at least got a couple right, you know?
Well, he said, I'm going to take the biggest amount of shit.
But there's some all funny right. ones in here. But
I'm
going to
throw it at the fan and see if I can hit all four walls.
Yep.
And this is what produced. Chris, Titanfall overall will be the best-selling game in 2014.
That was false.
No.
No price drop for the PS4.
True. Thank you. You also breathe oxygen. And you'll wake up tomorrow morning.
The Last Guardian reintroduced at E3.
See, this is my Strider. This is my Strider, Jeff.
Your Strider.
This is my
this
fucking
year
Strider.
Might be the year. This year might be the year.
That game could
I'm
going to
predict
out.
It again, damn it.
That game could come out, and I think at this point,
you know
there
the rule,
is
though, Chris.
No way that game is
what
successful
it is.
Critically.
It could be.
I don't know about that. I'm not going to agree with that.
Chris, well, all the creative guys left, but it could still be decent.
I don't know. I'm not just talking about when a game has this much hype.
Oh, it won't live up to it.
It just cannot.
But I think this hype was given to this game falsely because we didn't really see that much of it. They didn't really hype it up. It's just the fans.
And that's the thing. It's like all that hype is falling off.
Yeah,
it's all falling off. Everybody thinks it's vaporware at this point.
Yeah. But the thing is, Chris, you know you cannot predict it this year, because if you actually want it to come true,
that's
you
true.
Can't,
I have to
you
not
have to
predict
not
it.
Not predict it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's actually, true. I'm going to predict that it doesn't come out.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
Moving on, Infamous would not be the best-selling exclusive as Uncharted 4 will be.
Yeah, no.
Whoops.
Only time.
Yeah, whoops.
Whoops.
My bad.
PS4.
I mean, you would have been right if Uncharted 4 did come out, probably.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. PS4 and Vita bundle. Whoops.
Whoops.
Yeah. We all agreed on that, by the way. I didn't put that in
the
thing.
Yeah,
I
know. It did come out in Europe. It's just that we never got the opportunity to try that one out, so.
Mm-hmm.
Vita sales will increase, software sales decrease, or stay the same. How can you do an or in a predictions?
Yeah, he did it, but
Half-Life 3
one before
will that. Come out or not come out. Did I skip one?
There's less than, greater than, and then there's less than and equal to, and greater than and equal to. So
he basically
it's not much
Vita
different.
Sales would increase, sales would decrease, or stay the same.
Yeah.
Neither happened, really. I guess software sales might have stayed the same, I guess, or... decrease. I have no idea. That was one of the ones where, like, how do we?
I can't really prove that. I'd have to.
Software
back
sales
and
were shitty, and they continued.
But Vita
to stay
sales
shitty.
Did not increase. Yeah,
but most of the software sales are digital only as well, so it's really hard to show that starting stuff.
Yes, I did skip one. PS4 sells 50% more consoles than the Xbox in 2014. Did anyone do that research?
It depends if you're what you're going by. It's
worldwide.
It's like 19 to 11, so it's not 50%. It's more.
No, it is 50%.
Sorry, 50%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
50%
more. I was looking at it as 100%
more.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It definitely did that. Yes. Without a doubt.
Let's see. PS4 sales surpassed the Vita by year end.
Long time ago.
Yeah. That happened. I'm pretty sure when we talk about that, I'm like, Chris, that literally happened. That's going to happen tomorrow.
I think that's what happened. I think you're right.
But yeah.
$50 price drop for the Xbox holiday.
Yep.
Lucky guess. I don't understand what you mean here. We'll do the service contract bundle.
Yeah, we talked about this, how Microsoft did for what they did with 360.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where if you sign up for a service, you get the console for like $50 or $99 or something like that.
Which is horrible. You miss a payment, you're fucked.
Probably. But we actually, I agreed with him too. Like, I think we all did that was going to happen with the Xbox One, especially because of how much it was. It didn't happen.
I guess that test market didn't work.
It probably failed.
Yeah. God, I thought it was doing good.
I was at GameStop when that happened, and that was a big push from on high to really try to push that purchasing thing. I believe it was just on GameStop.com, though. It wasn't in store. So we were trying to push it, and I didn't have one bite. Not one. No one
really?
Was interested. No one was interested. Not a single person.
Wow.
Not getting rid of Kinect, and Jeff agreed.
Yep.
Yeah. I think we both thought there's no fucking way. Yeah, that's a...
yeah. Whoops.
Guys, disappointing me. Let's see. New Gears at E3. Wow, it was an amazing trailer in my mind.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
Cliffy B came out riding the Butt Stallion from Borderlands 2. It was amazing.
The Butt Stallion that has the steamer. Yeah.
Let's see. Xbone sells 100% more than the Wii U. 100%.
That's a given.
I think that one happened, yeah.
That totally happened.
Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Quantum Break drops the TV portion of the game.
So we don't know yet because it was delayed.
Yeah, we don't know, but I know with all that they're talking about, I think that they are going to do that. So I guess we'll find out.
I hope so. They haven't showed it in a long time.
Yeah,
so.
It doesn't seem their TV services are
they're kind of going down with their TV show. But that wasn't on the TV thing. That was actually be on the disc. So I'm just hoping they just get rid of that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they were talking about some weird shit about how, like, your choices in a game are going to affect, like, it's going to change
what happens on the show.
And it's like, well, they're going to film separate scenes based on what you did. It's going to read your save file.
It's probably going to be like, it's probably going to be like fucking Mass Effect. Like, its choices aren't really that, like, convoluted. They're just like,
and in reality, it's like they're talking about TV, like it being a TV show. And it's like, how is that different?
It's like,
how's that different from just it being a cutscene?
Exactly.
It was
a live action cutscene that was going to play between chapters.
Yeah. I really don't care about that. So.
No.
I just don't get it. You're a good developer.
Stupid.
You're a great developer. Like, all the games you make are super, super fun and engaging. Why are you fucking with this gimmicky
shit? I hope they
drop it. Just make a good game. Just make a good game.
So, you didn't get that right this year, but I'm hoping that comes true this year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Sure.
You know what I mean. I know what you meant.
Yeah.
$100 price drop on the Wii U. Jesus Christ. Sells tablets separately. And a new console will come with a pro controller only.
Oops.
Yeah, that did not. Oops.
That is a Cleveland steamer being chunked on the wall. Dude, that is like.
Cleveland steamer.
Hey, I bet Nintendo would have more consoles out there if they had done that.
Probably. Think of that price down to like $199, $179. Hell yeah.
With that pro controller in there? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Third parties will all but abandon the Wii U.
Pretty sure that happened.
Yeah.
Bayonetta 2 sells like balls and will be announced for 2015 on other consoles.
Has not happened.
Has not been announced yet, but it did sell like balls.
It did. It sold worse than Bayonetta 1.
It was not.
On
it was
console.
Like less than half a million.
It was
300,000.
It was like I don't even think it was that much. I think it was like 75,000 or something like that.
It was more than that.
Was
it?
I hope so.
Yeah, I'll check.
The onus is on Nintendo for that. I mean, that's the devs still got paid for that exclusivity. So it's not a big deal.
630,000. Sorry.
That's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
What are you getting that from? Just
VG
curious.
Charts.
Oh, VG Charts. Okay. That's actually not too bad.
Which is they're mostly estimates, but they come pretty close. They're within like 100,000 or so.
Usually. Yeah. And, you know what? If it wasn't for Nintendo, Bayonetta 2 wouldn't have been made. So,
yep,
that's true. Elder Scrolls reviews terribly. I'll get back to it, Doc.
Sorry,
I'm a fucking pro.
I got this.
I don't know.
It's on
did you guys check that?
I don't know. No.
Is that's still well? No,
talking about online
on PC. Yeah, Elder Scrolls Online.
Who cares?
I want to check. Yeah, who gives a shit? Yeah. Go ahead and continue. I'm gonna go check that.
3DS that surpassed 50 million by the end of the year. That's a lot of yen.
Did it happen? Oh no, it's 50.5 right now, so it probably did not by the end of the year. So
you know what? I'm giving you a point because that's fucking close. That's okay. When I made that bet with Clown. It had something to do with numbers, and it was within like it was a couple million. I was off by like 300,000. He held that against me. I'm like, really? I was off by three. When you're talking millions, hundreds of thousands doesn't fucking matter unless it's a million. So yeah, give that to you,
Brofist Jeff.
They got that shit. Booyah.
Elder Scrolls Online has a 71 Metacritic score, so that's not shit.
It's not that bad.
But
not
don't go by
review.
Metacritic, though.
The user score is 5.7. So.
Yeah, it's not good.
I wouldn't say by user score either, but.
Yeah, user score, a lot of people
The fuck do you go by?
Comparatively to their other games, I would say Elder Scrolls was not reviewed
well.
Well. Yes. I wouldn't say it was terrible.
Seeing that the last two Elder Scrolls games were nines, and this one is in the or seven region.
I would give him a point for that, too.
Yeah, probably.
It wasn't terrible. We speak in hyperboles when we're drunk at this type of point in the show, so terrible really means not well. And fucking amazing awesome usually means you should
pretty
play
good.
This. Yeah,
pretty
exactly.
Good.
Yeah.
That's all right.
All right, all Indus people will play Destiny, but only two will play an unhealthy amount of it.
That's I'm pretty sure that's about
10 points right there.
You added something in there, but yeah. Did Jason play Destiny? I don't remember.
He did play.
He said he played like
he didn't even get someone
hours.
To level 20.
No, yeah. He didn't get to level 20.
No, he
There's
didn't
no
even
way.
Get to level 20.
Yeah. There's no way. Yeah.
So basically, he played less than 12
but
hours
But everybody
of the game,
did
so.
Play it, though.
Yes, yeah, so everybody did play it.
Chris buys a Wii U. Didn't happen
that
in 20.
Happened.
Didn't
no,
happen
it happened
in 2014.
It did.
It didn't happen.
Did he buy in 2014?
Did you buy like during Christmas? I thought you bought it after.
I bought it before Christmas, I think.
You son of a bitch.
You bought it when I came back on the show, and I came back after Christmas.
Hold on. Let me check my email because I've got it in my eBay.
I think you might have got it before.
While he checks that, deep down.
Oh, you did, Chris. You got it before me, and I got it 2 days after Christmas.
Yeah,
so you definitely
had
it.
Yeah, so I had it in December.
Okay, for sure.
There you go.
Yeah.
Deep down is riddled with microtransactions.
We're not sure about that.
If we even knew what the fuck deep down is at this point.
Yeah,
maybe.
That's true.
And MGS5 will be in 2015. That most likely is correct.
Unless it gets delayed 2016, so we'll give you the point.
You better fucking not get delayed.
Yeah, that was another one of those. That was another one of those where I was really stretching for that one.
Mm, yeah.
All right. Oh, it's about to get ugly. Oh, the Canadians. The Canadians next. Not liking these.
I was
these.
Terrible this year.
These are looking bleak.
I'm looking at them. I'm like, I think I did all right.
Well, let's see. The Vita is all but abandoned by third party and Sony compared. Wii U third party to Wii U. If Wii U is all but dropped, so is Vita. That makes no sense.
It totally does in terms of third party. If we're going to say that third party dropped Wii U, then third party dropped Vita.
Yeah, I would say that's
for sure. Sony dropped
that
Vita.
Was
gonna be, come on, man.
Yeah, but they're still making it. Vita's still alive through indie stuff.
Yeah, the Vita is surviving based on cross buy and
cross
indie stuff.
Saving
it
for sure. It's up to you guys. Get why then? Next one.
I think you get that one. That's good.
Microsoft drops the price before the fall.
They
dropped it in the winter.
It was like in.
So I guess it depends on how you look at it because
it
they dropped Kinect before the fall, right?
Yeah.
And in Canada,
but
it's
always no
fall and winter there, so I guess it kind of counts.
So what? You fucking asshole.
No, it's true.
It's true. It is true. It's fucking. It's winter, fucking fall, and construction. Those are three.
Yeah. So I guess that's a question mark. How do
it's
we
a
treat
question
the price
mark because,
drop? Yeah.
Yeah, the price drop, I'd say, was when they dropped it to $50 after the Kinect drop.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
happened in the fall, so I would not give me a point for that.
Okay. We'll also deduct
that's very big
points.
Of you, Jeff.
We'll deduct Thank points you. For this one. No Kinectless Xbox One.
Yeah. Nope. That,
nope.
Oops.
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 That's going to be the running gag on the next one. Oops.
Jason is in his his
He's like
victory
in his recliner.
Pose,
yeah.
His victory pose right now, enjoying it. Microsoft will try and buy Respawn.
Didn't happen.
Wouldn't be surprised, though.
No, I wouldn't. They might have tried, but it was not public. I don't think. Yeah, it didn't happen.
They might still be trying at this point.
Sure. PS4 continues to outsell the Xbox One throughout 201.
<201.
laughs>
It so awesome. We're going back in time. The Dark Ages, motherfucker.
That was my big reach of that
one. So outside
one.
Of November and December, after the price drop, you were correct on that one. So.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, yeah. I mean, throughout the entire year.
Yeah. So, that's the thing. That price drop. With the price drop that Microsoft did and without one on Sony, they didn't stand a chance.
Months.
Yeah. They got the 2 months. Yeah. And then, you
but
know.
But throughout, it was still consistent.
Yeah.
PS4. Yeah.
And then Sony got it back last month. So. Call of Duty will not be the best-selling game. I believe it was.
I think it was, too.
Believe it was.
Yeah, I think Call of Duty Advanced Warfare was the best-selling game of 2014.
Best-selling.
We'd have to look it up, but I think it was.
Video games, 2014.
All right, well, Chris is checking
that. Because this was after we played Ghost, and I was so down on Ghost, being like, this is going to be the end of the franchise. Like, it's going to go downhill from here. And then it got revitalized with Advanced Warfare.
Yeah.
So it's
best-selling game is Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Yeah. How about fuck it? Me.
So that, then Madden, then Destiny, and then
Grand Theft Madden,
Auto.
Really?
Yeah.
Madden 11, baby.
Damn it.
Madden 11.
Madden 11. Madden sold more than 2K. That's surprising, actually.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Infamous will be the best-selling game on PlayStation 4 exclusive.
The best-selling exclusive on PS4.
Okay, yeah. best-selling. Yeah.
Also, the best-selling Infamous at launch. This is another one I didn't do the research for. I can't tell if it was the best-selling at launch.
It's hard to tell if that's true or not.
But it was definitely the best-selling
exclusive. I would think
on
Infamous
PS4.
2, just in terms of install base, I would originally
been
think
the best.
Infamous 2 would be the best-selling.
I didn't do the research on
at
it.
Launch,
I was like, I have to go back and look at like the first month. I don't want to do that. It's going to be too much shit. So, whatever.
Nathan Drake will not be the main character of Uncharted. That game's not released, but we can go ahead and call that wrong, right?
Yeah, it's probably wrong.
Yeah.
You probably base that off of that one teaser trailer where someone else was doing the voiceover,
like,
not Nolan North. And I think that kind of started some rumblings online about whether or not Nathan Drake
was
the main character. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The Last of Us will come out for PS4.
You correct?
Yeah.
Titanfall will sell most on 360, but Titanfall will be the number one selling exclusive on the Xbox One.
Wrong and right.
So Xbox One, it sold more, but
Yeah, and it was the best-selling exclusive on Xbox One. Best-selling exclusive overall, actually, last year, but Titanfall did not sell more on 360, which I totally thought it would. Like 40-something million consoles out there. I was like, there's got to be people that are just like, just gonna buy this.
Gotta
anyway.
Get it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
But nope, didn't happen.
It's actually crazy to think that. Smart Glass all but disappears. But
that
Jason thought it was here to stay.
Totally happened. That shit. That whole double screen thing just went right down the.
Until Jackbox came out and just revitalized the idea.
That's different. That's not that is like the anomaly. But that is the perfect. Fucking example of how that works.
How it works.
How you
exactly.
use it.
How
you
should
work. Build a game with it.
Like, exactly. I wish Destiny had something like that to where we can manage our inventory on our phones before, like, we're in a raid, we don't have to leave, go to tower, and endure like 3 or 4
loading
screens.
Just do it
screens.
On your
just
shit.
Fucking
exactly.
Pop, pop. Like, have your phone be your vault and just pop it in.
Yep.
It'd be beautiful. Did
that
we just
nice.
Like make $1 million out of that idea?
We just totally made $1 million right there.
Brilliant.
It's waiting in my bank.
It's Chris, waiting in your bank.
Chris, we need you to start shit, now I gotta go into loading and just to get it. Ridiculous. Well, Jeff, we're the idea men here. We're the mad men. And
the mad men.
Chris is the tech guy, so Chris, we need you to kind of
He can build us
that.
Anything.
I'm on it. I'm
need
on
you
it.
To get on it. All right.
I'm on it.
Shit.
Let's see. More upgraded last gen games on current gen will become a trend. I gotta give it to you.
That was a little bit of a reach. Well, not a reach. It was not a reach.
Yeah.
It was a given.
That was a stretch, Jeff.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, sarcastic stretch. Yeah. Like,
I don't think that was that much of a stretch. You couldn't necessarily guess
at that time, maybe. Oh, by the way, speaking of, did you see there's a listing for Darksiders 2 HD collection that's up an Amazon listing?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Darksiders? Or
Darksiders. Darksiders, yeah.
Okay.
And two only, though. Like, if it was like one and two, I'd be like, oh, just two.
Well, here's the funny thing. Weird. It's a GTA situation for me, though, because I didn't play the second Darksiders.
But
so I'm super pumped
that's true.
About that.
Yeah.
It's fun.
But GTA is, like, it's not just an HD. It's like they remade assets and shit in that case.
Yeah, they redid all the textures and everything.
Yeah.
All the geometry.
Looks,
I think they smoothed over to the geometry and they redid the textures.
They redid some straight up assets.
Beautiful.
Like, look at that comparison video. It's fucking unbelievable what they did with that game. Anyway.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, this one I did. This is after the bad thing.
85% of the people who write into this show will not play an Xbox One in 2014.
I'm not sure how we can answer that question.
No, we
but...
can't. That was more of a joke when we were doing the show because it was after like Bad's thing.
Yeah, after Bad's voicemail,
like, yeah,
right?
Shit. Yeah, exactly.
All right, and no new SKU for Nintendo console or handheld. And kind of sort of joking as
that was a troll.
Was a troll.
Yeah.
Sure would.
But I did say for the record, I'm saying it's not going to happen. So I did say it, even though it was
kind
of a joke.
That's
but,
true.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how do you feel you guys how do you feel you guys did?
We do suck. We suck at this.
We're
but
really
that's why
bad.
It's so much funny. That's why it's so much fun.
Well, the thing is, when you get that one home run, though, it feels so good.
Yeah, I think the true. Biggest home run was Jason's Connectless.
Yeah. This year, yeah.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, that was probably
I'm sticking to my fucking one. Mass Effect 2 on PS3 thing. That shit, I'm cold. Like, yeah, fuck
that was
yeah.
so 3 years ago, Jeff.
I don't care. That shit was,
that was more than 3 years ago, bro.
Quit talking about Jeff. No one cares about it. Blah, 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 blah. Thank you for playing.
Yay. Wow.
All right. Should we continue?
Wrap this up? Or yeah. continue? Is that, I don't know. Yeah, continue.
Well, we got new releases, and then we actually have some, we have three emails to go through.
We have some Indus questions as well.
Oh, sweet. Okay, let's do it. So let's do quickly, we'll do releases, and we've got for next week, February 15th through the 22nd.
Big Pete.
Only one game you should give a shit about.
Yeah, only one game really matters. Total War Attila is coming out for PC and Mac.
And
Dead or Alive 5 Last Round is coming out for PS4, Xbone.
Oh, last round. Never mind. Yeah, I know what that is.
PS3 and for Xbox 360.
Peter Moore?
Qbert Rebooted is coming out for PlayStation Systems. Pillar is coming out for PS4.
Pete and Pete?
Hand of Fate is for PS4. Treasures of Montezuma Arena is coming for PS3.
Pete Fallon?
Blue Estate is coming for Xbone. And let's see. Robot Roller Derby Disco Dodgeball. Yeah. That's for PC.
Sounds awesome.
The Order 1886 is coming out on Friday. Keep that in mind. It's coming out on Friday for PS4. And Kirby and the Rainbow Curse is coming out on Friday also for the Wii U. So pick of the week is Order for me.
Order.
The Order 1886.
Order.
The Order.
Order.
1886.
Big Game Mac, large good. Fries. Sorry.
I know where you're going with there.
Okay. So I've got three relatively short emails. So I'll go through those real quick and then you can do in this questions. Sound good?
All right. Yep.
This is from Warren Chu, aka Bender.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Bender?
And, he has to say, hey, Chris and Indus crew, I'm becoming a father this year. He's having twins.
Congrats.
So congrats on that. It's going to be rough. When I found out about this, I told my wife I'd give up the hobby. Surprisingly, she does not want me to give it all up at all. Obviously, the kids come first. My question would be, how do you manage your time for gaming? Chris, I know you are a father of two, and Jason, you are a father of one. Actually, he's a father of
two.
At least that's what I gather from the past podcasts. And, before I go on, let me answer this part of the question. So, for me, it's a situation where, you know, I go to work, I come home, I spend time with my family, and when they all go to bed, that's when I'm playing games.
He stays up really, really late.
I stay up really late. And that's the thing. It's like so here, it boils down to, you pretty much sacrifice game time or you sacrifice sleep. And, you know, as of late, it's been mostly sacrificing sleep. But normally I end up going to bed around midnight. Before Destiny, that is, I would go to bed around midnight and wake up at around 6. So that was, you know, 6 hours is pretty good for me. But yeah, I mean, that's really the balance you're going to have. The other thing is that, you know, when your kids get old enough, they enjoy watching the games.
Yeah.
Especially if you have a Wii U, or like for us, it's like my kids love to watch Mario Kart, Mario 3D Land, 3D World, sorry. And they love to watch us play Disney Infinity. They love it. So, you know, there's some balance there. It's going to be different for every person. you know, and it really depends. It's going to depend a lot on, how you and your wife handle your time together after the kids go to bed and what time your kids go to bed. So, you know, take that with, for what it is. I hope it helps a little bit. But you know, just try and balance it as best you can. And yeah, you're going to end up either giving up some games or giving up some sleep. That's the way it's going to end up happening.
Yeah.
All right. So what do you guys have on pre-order? Nothing.
I don't have anything on pre-order.
My list looks like this. The Order, Bloodborne, Witcher, Metal Gear, Mad Max, Batman,
Jesus.
And Uncharted. I actually do have Batman on pre-order now that I think about it.
I don't. I'm buying all those games, but except for Mad Max, I'm waiting to see what that looks like gameplay-wise. But
yeah. Batman is one of the games from Best Buy that it's like, pre-order and you get $10 in reward zone points. I'm like, okay, here you go. Yeah. Here's $5.
The only game
you
don't have to pre-order down the whole thing. Right now is Mortal Kombat 10.
Okay.
Just because cool. I love that statue, that scorpion statue. And I remember telling people, like, I'm so done with limited editions and all that shit, but that statue looks
it's
awesome.
Pretty dope.
And it's my nice. Wedding gift to myself because it's going to be waiting for me when I get back from Dominican. Like, that's going to be what I'm going to play for the 3 days I have off. I have off after that.
You okay,
God
buddy?
Damn, baby.
You're going to make it?
Champ, baby.
You're
like
gonna make it?
I smoked less when I smoked cigarettes. Jesus Christ.
You coughed less?
Coughed less, sorry. Okay. Did I say choke? Or die?
Oh, did you say choke? I thought you said I smoked less when I smoked cigarettes.
Oh, sorry. That's what I meant choke. I meant coughed. Yes, okay. That's what I meant.
I know a lot of people that will say you should not pre-order, but I get a nice discount when I order from Future Shop. So it's hard for me to.
Oh, that's right.
Not.
Benderson, he's in Toronto.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Actually, yeah.
AAA titles in Canada start at $69.99 right now, right?
Yes, the majority.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If there's a reason for you to pre-order, I say go for it. You know, I've pre-ordered a few games here and there because, you know, Best Buy runs deals. It's like, especially if you're a part of their gamers club, it's like, oh yeah, pre-order these three games and you get $10 each. So, you know, that works out. Plus sometimes hype is real. Your constant listener, Bender. He says,
thanks, Bender.
P.S. Sorry if this is late, but here's my list of last year's games. Let's see. Number one. I guess this is game of the year list.
Game of the year, probably, yeah.
My list for last year's. Yeah. Yeah. So number one, Middle Earth, Shadow of Mordor. This was the most next gen feeling game. And, for me, and I go back to it daily. I agree with that. Dark Souls 2 is number two. I played this way too much and I loved every minute.
Keep forgetting that was 2014.
Yeah. I know. I do too. It was super early.
It was like January.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
It was like
Assassin's
March
Creed Unity. I know haters gonna hate. This game worked okay for me and it looked spectacular when it was running.
Yeah, it was good.
Ultra Street Fighter 4, the staple I play mainly on my exercise bike on Mondays. Still so good.
How do you play Street Fighter while riding on an exercise bike?
You put that stick on your lap and you go, son.
No, he uses a controller.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Infamous Second Son, love this game. I feel like it was the best looking game of 2014. Not sure I would agree with that, but it did look pretty damn good.
It did look good.
Number six, Transistor. This is one of the most delightful games I played in 2014. The game, the music is on my iPhone to this day, and Sword's voice coming through the controller speaker was a nice touch.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Number seven is Watch Dogs. This was 2014, right? Yes, it was.
Yep.
I am a Yubi fan, so this was a shoe-in for me. Number eight, Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. Was
that's
good.
A great demo.
It was short. It was a good demo. I cannot wait for Phantom Pain. I played these two games, I played these following two games and recognized that they are well produced. Dragon Age Inquisition did not finish and Far Cry 4, another Yubi game, but FPS give me a lot of trouble. So that is his email. That one was longer than I thought it was. So.
Yeah. Thank you, Bender.
So. Okay, so MC Wilson, I got your email. I kind of want the three of us to look at this email and do this offline and
okay.
And it, like actually record this and then like put it at the break or something like that. Cause it's pretty funny.
He's basically
taking a shot at us for last week's show.
Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
So you want us to read it ourselves?
Yeah, I kind of want to read these lines and actually make like a little skit with all these lines. But it's basically
like
we're arguing about breakfast.
So, all right, that sounds like a great idea.
I'm actually going to forward this to you guys, and I think we should make something for this. It'll be great.
Send it to me. I'll script it out, and I'll.
Well, no, I think it's scripted.
It's already scripted out.
Yeah,
it's already scripted out. It's already scripted out. Okay. We just got to record it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're going to do that. I think that shit would be funny as hell. So, we're going to do that. We're going to do that. You took the time to do that. We're going to take the time to record it.
Oh, man. I'm
going
to have to do my vocal warm ups.
The idea of that just makes me horny.
All right. So this is from Leon Davis, otherwise known as Old Snake. He says, hello, Indus. I've been loving the show, especially the last two episodes, but there are particular debates that have happened. And there is one I must contribute my two cents to. There was a debate about Mario Kart, was more luck than skill. I highly disagree based on my personal experience with the game. I haven't played Mario Kart since the SNES one, and I played Mario Kart 8, and I can easily say that the game is way more skill than luck. Every time I play online, I never get first place, and it's due to the fact that the players around me are more skillful than lucky. Be reasonable, gentlemen. Okay.
Reasonable.
At the end of that conversation, the what I was trying to point out is that this game has more of a luck element than any other racing game that I've played. That's the point. That was the point. Yeah. I was drunk, so if I said more luck than skill, that might have been
you
me being
said
drunk.
It like
you were
20
drinking
20 times.
I know. I know. I know. I'm sure I did.
That's what pints of wine does, well, though.
That's twice during that conversation.
Hey, sir, would you like a glass of wine? Fill up this pint glass, please, and then we'll talk.
At the end of the conversation, I specifically remember the point of it was that there is more of a luck element in this game than any other racing game that I have played. And that's what I was trying to get at.
Chris, twice during that conversation, dude, I tried to stop and calm everything down and say, Chris, let me try to help you, like, dig deeper than just saying what you're saying. Like, I was trying to, what you just said in like 10 seconds, I tried for like 30 minutes for you to fucking
say. As I said, I was pretty, pretty hammered. I honestly don't even remember specifically saying that it was more luck than skill. I may have said that. If I did, that is not the point. Mm-hmm. The point was that there's a lot of luck in this game and you can win because of luck. There are times where you will win because of a rando green shell
that's like flying in your face or something.
Or two red shells, a lightning bolt, and a blue shell. That happened to me. So, you know, it's just about what comes at you, you know, and there's a large luck element to the game.
Moving on.
Sure.
That's it for emails. So I'm going to pass it to Jeff for Indus questions.
We only have one. I feel like I need to make notice of this because it came on a very drunken night. Eggy CEO says,
oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
I love you niggas, man.
which everybody knows that you're allowed to say, white people are allowed to say that as long as you're reading back a tweet. That is.
Yeah.
That's social law right there.
I think he says because when we did that whole thing with Tanya's work party thing, I got really, really drunk and we had one of those like epic threads on Facebook with like Robbie and Aggie and everybody, and I came back and I literally wrote, I fucking love you niggas.
Oh my god. Okay.
I was like, if you guys take offense to
you are not allowed to be upset about the things that I said last week when I was drunk.
That's totally different.
Yes, but that is far stupider than what I said.
No, they don't like get me. They're joking around about it. It wasn't like, yeah, but I think that's the reason why he
wrote
that.
Oh, they get it. They think you're a bigot, but they get it. Yet I'm the racist one. Jeff just dropped two N-bombs on the air.
As I'm the racist
one. Should I bleep those two?
Yeah, what'd you say? Oh, my God.
If you bleep, it'll be funnier.
That's it for Indus questions. I feel like that one's been waiting there for that since that party, and we haven't done Indus questions since then. I'm pretty sure that's why Aggie wrote that. I was so drunk. That's on Facebook for everybody to see too. Wasn't just like.
All right. So next week, are we gonna take a week off before, or as far as features go, before we do our predictions?
Travis had an idea, but we were
your most anticipated game of this year. It's not that.
I mean, you had an idea of like skipping
of
a regular feature.
I wanted to do a general discussion. I wanted to hear if my idea was of the games that are announced right now, officially announced, whether it's 15 or 16, what you would want right now. Like, if you can get it this Tuesday, what would be Asgardian. That game? But why? I want to know why. Like, what is, excites you
it
about it?
It has a dog, dragon, chicken thing.
Sure.
That might be a reason.
I don't know. Yeah, sure.
That was my idea. It's a
reason?
It's a feature, right. But it's question not a mark.
So of the games that are currently announced.
We didn't have to go with that. We were just saying
we
that
was
an example.
We don't have to go with it, but no, I think it's good discussion.
Let's do it. What
it's
the
easy.
Hell?
It's easy. It takes just 2 seconds to write up an email, and I want to
know
why people are excited about games.
And then we'll do our predictions.
There may be a lot of games out there that we're not familiar with, and they can explain to us why be hype about it.
That's true. All right, so question of the week. Of the games that are currently announced, which one would you want to have right now? To answer that question, you can send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. You can send us a voicemail as well. That number is 706-760-4337.
Numbers.
Hey, wait, can I change out the question a little bit?
No.
How about we say out of all the... My cat just jumped on the back of my chair. Instead of which one do you want right now, because that's fucking obvious. I'm going to name it. Like, how about which out of all the games that have been announced so far... If got canceled, you'd be the most disappointed. So it's kind of the same thing.
It's the same question.
But then it is kind of, but everyone's going to want their games now, obviously. I want all
the
my
one
games I want
game,
now.
Though. The one.
Okay, so what's the most interesting? Cat, what the hell are you doing?
It's the same. Okay, it's the same
we'll
answer regardless. Okay, yeah, sure. Let's appease the Canadian. That's fine. Appease him.
All right, so that's what it was. I don't remember
either
what
one.
He said.
You can go
so,
either one.
Yeah, go with either yeah. one.
Most
check us out on Facebook. Google Plus, Steam, and Stitcher. We are Interactive Distractions. Search for us and you will find us. And check us out on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast or Indus Questions. And individually, we are Indus Chris, The Travis Bomb, and Indus Geoff.
That's G-E-O-F-F.
And it's T-R-A-V-I-S.
My cat's trying to kill
by the way. Yeah. I never clarified that once. I just want people to know.
No. Yeah. People get confused.
Spelled like
it's sometimes say like V that sounds like a, like an X or something. So you've got to make sure you straighten that out.
Travis. So that's it. You guys have anything else before we wrap up and get out of here?
No.
Not a lot of yelling this episode.
No. Things are usually only the yelling usually only comes when it's game of the year.
Yeah. So it's like 2 episodes and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's always you know the weird anomalies.
The next 40 or 50 episodes, you guys are okay.
Yep.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes or Stitcher, please leave us a review. We would appreciate that. So until next time, my name is Chris.
I'm Travis.
And I am Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
For sure.